and Lords and Tenants Trust. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys planning on this weekend? Are you getting ready for the holidays? Are you ramping up? Are you going to start to entertain and invite some friends and family to come over? Or are you going to try to finish up a project that you'd like to get done last minute, like before everybody starts to show up? Well, whether you are in the midst of a project or planning one, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-39, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. This is episode 2475. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Coming up on today's show, are you planning a project for the new year? Well, we're going to share the top five most common remodeling mistakes that we hear time and time again on the show to teach you what to avoid when you're tackling those jobs.
All right. I wonder what those kinds of things are. Like, well, I wanted this, but they said no. So maybe we'll see where we go with this kind of project mistake. Also, Ed, now that those cold temps are setting in across the country, are you constantly looking for that heavier sweater and maybe you're sleeping in your flannel PJs? Well, if your house or apartment feel drafty and cold, space heaters could be a solution. We're going to share how to select one that won't cost you a bundle to run or burn your house down in the process.
And is this the weekend you'll be heading out to buy a Christmas tree? Well, we're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not.
Plus, if there's a DIYer on your holiday gift list, we've got a very cool product to give away to one lucky listener. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig with accessories, and it's worth $250.
Reach out now with your question. You'll get the answer, plus a chance at winning that Craig Pocket Hole Jig. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Texas, we've got Malena on the line who's working on a wood stove. Tell us about it.
We just had electrical installed, all new electrical in the home that we're flipping, and we're going to install a wood stove. Would that wood stove harm the electrical behind the wall?
Well, not if it's installed properly. You have to have a heat shield behind the wood stove, depending on how close it is to the wall. That determines, you know, how much of a heat shield you need. Now, if you have no heat shield at all, the wood stove has to be 3 feet away from the wall in most areas. There is, however, a heat shield assembly that's available, which is kind of like, it's sort of like a piece of metal that is mounted on the wall but has spacers behind it so that air moves behind this piece of metal that provides the shielding of the wall, because aside from harming electrical wires, you got to remember that you've got wood framing there and it's fire hazard. So safety is really, really important when you install a wood stove. So you either have to have the minimum required distance between the stove and the wall, or you have to have heat shields, or both. So just make sure that whoever's doing the installation is familiar with this principle, Marlena, and it'll be safe and your wires will be fine.
Okay, and I was thinking about making like a wood frame and then laying like a metal, a sheet metal on the back. Would that be safe? Would that...
Well, here's the thing. It sounds to me like you're trying to invent a heat shield, and I don't think you should do that. It's not sort of a thing that you hack together. I've seen it done this way, but it's not recommended. Here's where you start. The manufacturer of your wood stove is going to have a specification for heat shields. And I would start with that. So if you don't happen to have the manual anymore, all of those manuals are online somewhere on the internet. Just Google it and look at their recommendations for installation, in particular when it comes to the heat shield. As long as you follow that manufacturer spec, then I'm comfortable that the job will be done right. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Heading out to Delaware, where Jim's got a question about renovating a bathroom. What's going on, Jim?
Trying to find the best way to replace my shower. The floor is really dirty. I got the white, so I need to replace it. I need to know, what do you recommend as far as material? I'm getting the debates about acrylic versus fiberglass, et cetera. But you mentioned a thing, trying to figure out the best way and the cheapest way for me to do it.
You know, Jim, I think it really depends on, like, the level of involvement you'd like in this project and the amount of money you'd like to spend. Because if you're looking, I mean, truly, right, Tom, when you get to a project like this in a bathroom, it can be inexpensive or it can be very expensive. I think if you're looking for something simple and affordable and doable in a short amount of time, you're looking at a liner or something like a bath fitter type thing, and it doesn't have to be done by that company. There's all different kinds of liners or inserts. There are fiberglass ones. There's waterproof material ones. There's even Corian ones that kind of just surround your existing situation and cover it up, and it's like new. Or if you're going for a complete gut reno, you know, you're going to be looking at systems to help keep things watertight. It's Schluter, right, Tom? They have a good product.
Yep, Schluter. It's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. Schluter makes a shower kit that is called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. The nice thing about these kits is what this is an underlayment system, so that when you would have to remove all of the old tile and all of the floor and all of that, but now you're rebuilding from scratch. The Kerdi kit is basically a system that's designed to make this whole thing 100% waterproof. It takes a lot of the frustration out of doing a shower and having to maintain it, have it our systems waterproof. It's sort of like a membrane that goes behind the whole thing. Take a look at the Schluter Systems website for the Kerdi shower kits. You'll see how all the pieces work together, whether it's a straight plane square shower, whether it's got curves, whether it has a seat. They've got parts for everything. You assemble the parts, you buy the parts that you want, and the whole thing lies underneath the tile or whatever your top finish is that makes it 100% waterproof. So those are kind of your options. You know, you can do a liner, you can do a panelized system. That's pretty easy. It's not going to help you with the shower pan, by the way, because it doesn't cover that, but it'll cover the walls and make it look a lot nicer.
Oh, like fresh and new.
Yeah. If you want to tear the whole thing out and start from scratch, I'd take a look at the Schluter Kerdi shower systems.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on this holiday weekend. Have you been wondering how not to DIY? Well, we are going to share the most common remodeling mistakes, the top five of them, after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Here at the Money Pit, we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
So Leslie, have you ever heard of pocket holes?
I mean, it's the one where you kind of bury the screw into a recessed hole, correct?
Right, and they make really strong joints. And the one tool you need to get these done quickly every single time is the Craig Pocket Hole Jig. We're giving one away today on the show. We've got the 720 Pro package. It's valued at $250. It helps you build those pocket hole projects faster than ever. It features AutoMax, which is a one-motion clamping system. It's got the GripMax technology, which is an anti-slip clamping surface. And the Pocket Hole Jig package includes the Pocket Hole Screw Project Kit, the 3-inch wood project clamp, and a right angle clamp for added convenience. It's valued in total at $250. You'll find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, or your local specialty woodworking retailer, or you can learn all about it at craigtool.com, K-R-E-G-tool.com. But we've got one 720 Pro package going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. Want to make that you? Now's your chance. Call us with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question to moneypit.com/ask.
Time to talk flooring with Steve, who's looking to remove some carpet to add some tile. What's going on? How can we help?
I am just getting ready to tile a floor. I've removed carpet. My subfloor is half-inch plywood and three-quarter-inch plywood. Should I use quarter-inch backer board or half-inch backer board for my tile project?
Well, you know, when you're doing a tile project, the key is to make sure you have a very sturdy subfloor. And because you have what amounts to an inch and a quarter, basically, of subfloor, I think that that's pretty solid at that point. The backer board can be the quarter inch you put on top of that. But having that solid subfloor underneath is really the key here because, as we all know, tile doesn't bend. And frankly, the bigger the tile, the sturdier that floor has to be. You know, if you have mosaics, it can flex a little bit. If you've got 12 by 12 or 16 by 16 or bigger tiles, you can have no flex. But because you have that inch and a quarter of underlayment, I think you're good to go, and you can just use the backer board for the purpose of basically getting the tile to adhere properly to the substrate. So good luck with that project, Steve. Let us know how it comes out.
Well, home improvement can be one of the most rewarding times of home ownership. But with the excitement of planning a new project, it's really easy to make errors that can end up driving those costs way beyond what you've budgeted. So here's our list of the big errors that we hear about that have come up over and over again. First step is over-improving. Now you're like, no, I just want to do a project, but you could kind of overdo it. I mean, a lot of projects contribute real estate value to your home, and others have about same resale value as a losing lottery ticket. Now, if the value of your current home plus the cost of the improvement that you're planning far exceeds the average home value in your area, you are very unlikely to get a return on that home improvement investment. Bathrooms, kitchens, decks, they usually provide the best return on your investment. And projects that are geared more toward personal taste, like decorating, for example, usually is not going to significantly improve the value of your home. So only do those if you expect to stay in that home a long time so that you really can enjoy them.
Now next, plan your work and work your plan. Before you hire a remodeling pro, do your homework. You want to research products and read reviews with a mind towards developing a spec or specification for your project that identifies the products you'd like included in your remodel. So for small projects, you can actually do this yourself, but for larger jobs, hire an architect or a designer. It is totally worth it.
Yeah, here's another mistake, and that's not minding the zone. Now, building a new fence or a shed might seem like an easy enough home improvement project, but it can quickly turn into a legal nightmare if you don't first check the local land zoning codes for your property. Even if your project gets completed without a visit from a local zoning official, a violation could haunt you years later when it comes time to sell your home.
Now, it's also important to do a contract review. Make sure all of your agreements with the contractors are in writing, because a good contract is going to include a clear statement of the scope of work, a list of the materials, and a total contract price, as well as a schedule of payments. Job start dates and completion dates are also important to include. Now, for small projects, here's a workaround. Get in the habit of writing a quick email back to the contractor who gave you the price for the project to confirm the details, including the price and the schedule. These steps can help avoid confusion for both the contractor and the pro, and they can form the basis for a better experience for everyone.
Yeah, the other issue is not having a permit at all. In many areas of the country, getting a building permit is a requirement before you start that home improvement project. Some contractors might attempt to make getting the permit a responsibility for the homeowner, and this is a costly mistake. You want to make sure that that contractor is responsible for getting the permit and complying with those building codes every single step of the way, because they know them, they know the process, they know how to get these permits. You don't. So definitely let that contractor handle this part of it. That local building inspector is going to be your best resource for making sure that you are getting this job done properly.
Yep, good advice. Hey, do you have a question about a project you're thinking about doing next year? Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Donna in Tyler, Texas is on the line, has some questions about windows. Tell us what's going on.
We have double-pane windows that we've replaced our old windows with about 20, 25 years ago, and now I have some that don't close, and I have one that has that I can't open, that the mechanism in the side of the window broke, and I didn't know if there was any hope for repairing them or fixing them or if I just need to get new windows.
Well, I mean, really, Donna, 20 to 25 years, Leslie, I feel like she got a lot out of those windows. I mean, that's a pretty good life, right, for windows. And certainly you may be able to repair some of the mechanism if you can locate the parts, but it frankly might just be better to replace those windows, especially because windows today have become less expensive and they've become more efficient. And if you go with replacement windows where you're only really replacing the operable part of the sash, the part that slides up and slides down, and you leave the old sash in place, they're really pretty affordable and easy to install, because you basically order them to fit inside that space, and they can be installed in a really quick. I mean, I could do a window like that inside of an hour easily. So they're not that difficult to replace these days, and especially if you have bad seals, because the seal, it would definitely not be worth at all taking out the window that has the bad seal and having the seals replaced. That would be much more expensive than getting a new window. So I think you ought to be happy with the 25 years you got of that window and think about replacing them. And you know what? If you want to approach this in a way that kind of keeps the costs in check, I would think about whether or not I was more concerned about my heating bills or my air conditioning bills. If it was the air conditioning bills, then I would do the south side of the house first, followed by the west. And if it was the heating bills, I would do the north side of the house first, followed by the east. You don't have to do the whole house at once. You can do them one or two sides at a time.
Heading to Massachusetts, where Lou is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the heating in the house. It's not coming up to the second floor.
Okay. What kind of heat system do you have, Lou? Is it hot air or hot water?
It's a hot water oil burner. It's about 70 years old.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried to bleed the radiators on the second floor?
Yes, I have, but two of them are still dead. They're just cold, ice cold, nothing comes out, no air, no drips, nothing.
Huh. And this is a hot water or a steam system?
I believe it's hot water.
But, I mean, they both use the same piece of equipment. They both use a boiler. When you look at your boiler, do you see a clear glass tube that has water in it that's halfway filled?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then, yeah, it sounds like it's a hot water system. Now, is it one zone or two?
I don't know. Zones.
How many thermostats do you have for heat?
Just one.
So you have a single zone system, hot water system, and you've got some cold radiators, which means that for some reason the water is not pushing in through that part of it. There could be air that's blocking it. And I think at this point you're going to probably have to have a heating contractor come over and do some further diagnostics, because if the circulator is performing properly, that's the little motor that moves the water through the system. It's really pretty simple. You have a supply and a return, and that water just follows one loop. If it's not getting to a radiator, then there's an obstruction there, which means it's a problem with the valve. Or there's air blockage that you just can't get to, and that's probably what's stopping it. Is this a new problem?
No, it's been ongoing except for those two radiators that used to work, and the circulator was replaced.
All right, listen, I think it's time to call for some expert assistance. I think this is beyond the scope of a do-it-yourselfer, and try to figure out why those two radiators are blocked. Don't let them out of the house until they get fixed, because it should not be that complicated of a problem, okay?
Okay, well, how much money do you think that might...
You know, it depends. If it's just a matter of trying to, you know, identify one, say, failed valve or something of that nature, you know, it could be, you know, a basic $200 or $300 sort of call for a guy to come out and do some work. If it's a bigger problem than that, if you need a new circulator, it could be more. But certainly you could ask for an estimate, you know. I mean, maybe you're calling for an estimate. You're not maybe even hiring them for the repair to find out what it's going to take to, to get the system working again. Now's the time to do it.
Okay. Any tips on who I could call?
One thing that you could do is you could go to homeadvisor.com.
Oh, okay. I've heard of them. Yeah.
Right. That's a site that is a directory for all sorts of contractors and other professionals. And the nice thing about Home Advisor is that they all have references that were done by other Home Advisor clients, and they're verified references. So you can read the reviews and find somebody that's in your area and that people have been happy with.
Wow. Okay. Great. Sounds good, Tom.
All right, Lou. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you so much for spending your busy weekends with us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're feeling a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to help you take that edge off? Well, we're going to share important tips on the different types of space heaters out there so you can choose one that's both efficient and safe after this.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I definitely got something out of this talking to him. I learned a lot. He was just saying how he was talking a lot about, you know, passion and stuff. And I know that when I get older, I want to do something that I'm passionate about so that I can do it until I stop.
Well, good. What's the best part of your day?
Waking up.
Mm-hmm. What else? Give me a sense of what you really enjoy.
I enjoy making money.
Really? You like business?
Definitely, yeah.
Good. How have you gone about making money so far?
I already got a job. I got a side business. I'm pretty straight right now.
Okay, we're going to have to spend some time talking to you.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Get your podcast.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, I never guess what I'm building right now.
It's always something good.
I'm building a greenhouse. It's my winter project.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a kit, actually, from the Yardistry Company, and it's got like a gazillion pieces in it. It's got like a 100-page manual that goes along with it, and I've got it all taken apart. Now I'm painting all the pieces independently before I assemble it in my garage, and I'll have it all ready to go. Once it warms up outside, I can move it outside. I poured a little slab for it, so it's going to be nice. It'll be like a 6-foot by 8-foot greenhouse, and we'll be able to start our spring planting very early as a result.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
Now we've got Christine on the line. What's going on in your money pit? How can we help?
Okay, so we have a garage that is uninsulated, and we insulated it. We've got the walls almost done and the ceilings almost done, but we have a vent on the roof, you know, one of those swirling ones. And I wasn't sure if the ceiling of the garage also needed a vent that either leads up to that or just to the attic space.
Yep, that's a great question. So the purpose of the vent on the roof is to provide attic ventilation, and the ventilation is really necessary to keep the insulation dry, because in the wintertime it can get damp and it makes it less effective. In the summer, you know, time, you let the heat build up in the attic. So that's the purpose of that vent. That being said, I will tell you that those sort of whirly bird style vents that spin like a basket that spins are the least effective kind of vent you could have. What I always recommend are continuous ridge vents, which go down the peak of the roof, matched with soffit vents, which is at that overhang, because that creates like an airflow where the air goes in at the soffit, under the roof sheathing, and out at that ridge, and keeps that attic as close to ambient temperature as possible and as dry as possible. But in terms of your project, that you can kind of set that aside, because I would continue to insulate that garage so you have a warmer place for you to work in during the cold weather. And then, you know, in the spring or summer or whenever you get around to doing the roof again, you could evaluate the vent situation. But you do not have to put a hole in that ceiling, because that's not the purpose of that vent.
Okay, we do have soffit vents.
That's good. That's the hard part. The ridge vent's the easy part.
Yeah. The other question I had was about my soffits on the house. Not sure there's anything we can do at this point, but I would just like your opinion. The builder was supposed to wrap the metal around plywood and then use that for the soffit, but he just used that thin piece of metal.
Yeah, that's actually the right way to do it. Is the metal ventilated? Is there little tiny holes in it?
No, we had him add soffit vents like along the back of the house in three different places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on the side.
Yeah, no, you don't want to have a covered soffit. Soffits should be as open as possible, because, as I said earlier, that's where air gets in and starts doing its work in the attic in terms of venting that space. So, I don't know what the conversation was around having, you know, metal wrapped over plywood. I'll tell you, sometimes we see houses that are older houses that might have been built in the 60s or 70s, and they have plywood soffits. And then I've seen those homeowners do vinyl siding and aluminum trim, and then they totally cover that soffit with the aluminum soffit material, and that's usually a mistake, because they've covered the ventilation in doing so. So I always tell people to take that plywood down. So I think you are okay with that.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. Thank you so much, because I was sure it was wrong and it was going to be bad for the house, but you're saying it's just perfect.
It is just perfect, Christine. Good luck with that project.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, if you feel a draft in your house or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to take the edge off? If so, we've got some tips on how to choose one that's both efficient and safe. Now, first thing to know is that there are basically two different types of space heaters, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from each other. Now, radiant heaters warm objects, and that includes you, by radiating heat, as the name implies. But convection heaters, on the other hand, warm the air in a room, and that's eventually going to warm the entire room, provided you buy one that's appropriate for the size of the room. I personally find the convection heaters much more comfortable.
Now, in short there, guys, if you are looking to warm up just a certain area, say your favorite chair where you're curling up to watch TV or read a book, then a radiant heater is going to work just fine. But if you want to heat the whole room, then a convection heater is definitely the best choice for you. And there's also different sizes and styles for both types of space heaters, ranging from tabletop radiant heaters to larger freestanding convection units for warming the entire room. Some look like mini radiators and are filled with oil or water, while others, such as ceramic convection heaters, pull that cold air in, warm it, and then release that warmed air back into the room.
Now, the pricing on space heaters can be as low as, say, $40 or $50 and go up well to over $200. But bear in mind, If you're paying your own electric bill, they're going to add to that, although most are pretty efficient. However, in very general terms, supposing you use the heater maybe every day for an average of 6 to 8 hours, you can expect it'll add probably $20 to $30 a month to your electrical bill. So it is going to add up if you keep doing that as your primary source of heat. If your place is that drafty, that cold, we might suggest other ways to warm it up other than just putting a space heater in.
This is the Money Pit, and it is the ho-ho home improvement season. Whatever you are working on, let us help you get those projects done so you can get ready for the house to be all set for the big guy to make his big appearance shortly. And, you know, maybe you've got some fun home improvement gifts on your wish list. We will see what you get. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 because maybe we're like the big guy and we can help you get those projects done without too much stress. Coming up, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy that tree? Well, if it is, we're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not. And with the drought that this country has been seeing the past few months, we do have to be extra careful. More after this. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call now with your questions to MoneyPit.com or listen and learn from the solutions that we share to your fellow DIYers in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Hey, guys, if you call us right now with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT, you'll get the answer, plus a chance at winning today's prize. We've got a great product we're giving away from the Craig Company. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 720 Pro. It's a package of the Pocket Hole Jig and a couple of other products, all valued together at $250. Now, the Pocket Hole Jig 720 Pro helps you build pocket hole projects quicker than ever. It features AutoMax, which is a one-clamping motion, so you set the pocket hole position, you clamp the piece in place with a single motion, so no extra tools required. Now, this product is going to come with additional tools like the pocket hole screw project kit, the 3-inch wood project clamp, and a right-angle clamp. I got to tell you, if you're a DIYer, if you're a woodworker especially, this is a product you're going to love having. The total package is valued at $250. You can find Craig tools at Home Depot, Lowe's, or your local specialty woodworking retailer, or learn more at craigtool.com. But if you want to win it today, you got to reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That Craig Pocket Hole Jig 720 Pro package is going out to one very lucky listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions.
All right, Jeff's on the line. He's got a question about bathtub removal. I mean, you got to bathe somehow. What's going on?
I was wondering if a person could take out a bathtub and surround and replace with a walk-in shower. It's a first-time home for my son. He's remodeling and was wondering if that was a good idea. We're hearing, yes, it is, and no, you want a bathtub in case you sell to give kids a bath. Not sure if that's the way to go or not.
Yeah, Jeff, it's definitely a concern when you talk about resale value because it is important to have at least one bathroom in the house with a full bathtub, as you say, because that's how parents like to wash kids. And I think it definitely could be negative on the value of the home if you were to take that out and put a walk-in shower. Now, if you have two baths, then sure, you can have one be a walk-in shower and one be one that has a bathtub. But I definitely would not recommend removing that bathtub if it is the only bathtub in the house.
Well, shopping for a fresh Christmas tree is definitely a fun holiday activity that the whole family can enjoy. So to make sure that tree is right for you, here are a few things to keep in mind to make sure that that tree fits and is fresh enough to last all the way past the new year.
Yep. So first up, the needles should look shiny, green, and fresh, not dry and brown, and they should not fall off when you pull on a branch. Next, you want to remember to measure the space for your tree both horizontally and vertically and bring that tape measure with you to the place you buy the trees. The last thing you want is to get your tree home and figure out it doesn't fit.
Yes, I've done that before. I just really love having a super gigantic fat Christmas tree, and sometimes they're just too big, but we still make it work. You want to also make sure that you're looking for a tree with those stronger branches like a Fraser or a noble fir, because those are going to help hold those heavier ornaments. If it's possible, guys, you want to lay the tree inside the car or the trunk for that drive home. If you do drive with the tree on the roof of the car, please, please, please secure it down tightly.
And if buying a fresh tree is not for you, check out the amazing options in artificial trees. They look more real every year, and many come pre-lit. We've got a complete guide to buying artificial trees online at MoneyPit.com.
Anne's doing some work in the kitchen and looking to add an undermount sink, but the counter is wood. Tell us about this project.
Well, I was more looking for your opinion of whether I should use a wood countertop for an undermount sink. I know they've got some pretty good hardwood countertops that may or may not be, but I'm looking for the long haul. We're at an age where we're going to be retiring within the next few years, and I don't want to have to replace something.
Well, first of all, you're talking about a wood kitchen countertop here? Or a bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both, actually, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for a low-maintenance countertop, you should not be looking at wood. It's going to be a huge amount of work to take care of. under mounted sink or not, it's a lot of work. You know, you're going to seal it and you're going to varnish it. And I don't know if you want to have an area for chopping, but that's a whole other set of circumstances in terms of how you treat that, because the finish has to be non-toxic. But it is a lot of work. So if you're looking for maintenance free, I would definitely not suggest that. Leslie, what do you think are probably the easiest to care for countertops these days?
I mean, I love a natural stone countertop, but are they the easiest to take care of? Not so much. I mean, the composite stones out there, there's a couple of different brands that you can see. There's quartz, there's quartzite. They're beautiful, they're durable, they're easy to maintain, and they come in a variety of price points as well. I think when you go with a solid surface like that, it's much better for an undermount sink as far as maintenance and durability. And then if you go with a quartzite product, there's so many different, you know, colors, tones, sort of textures to choose from, that you'll be able to find something in your price point in a look that you like.
I'm just looking to push the crumbs into the sink.
I hear you. Well, you can have an under countertop, and that's fine. It's just that, you know, I think you called us because you want to know if that was a good installation, but then when you mentioned you're trying to look for something that's maintenance free, I'm telling you, wood is a ton of work to take care of.
It's so pretty, though.
It is pretty.
Especially with creamy white cabinets.
Yeah, well, listen, you can have some beautiful wood cabinets, but the countertop, I would definitely not go with wood.
Okay.
Good luck, Ann. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday weekend here at the Money Pit. Coming up, knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you might be needing to make. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you do that next.
You live in a money pit.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. David in North Carolina wrote into Team Money Pit and is asking, I had a leak in my kitchen skylight that has since been fixed. However, the track lighting under the skylight stopped working a few days after the leak. I bought a new power source supply and installed it, but the lighting still isn't working. What should I do, and can I do it myself with basic DIY skills?
It depends on your electrical skills. If that fixture was wet, you've got to replace it. It's not repairable, so you want to totally remove and replace that track lighting. Once water gets to that circuit, it can't be fixed.
All right, that is an important thing to know. Now, Michael from Illinois wrote in, my wife and I are finishing our basement to include a family room and bedrooms for our two young children. What's the best way to minimize noise from people walking around upstairs?
Well, the best way to do that is to insulate that floor, and I would not use fiberglass for that. I would use a wool fiber. Now, Owens Corning has a product called ThermaFiber. I've actually used this myself. It's a very dense, very efficient insulating product, and if you install it into those floor joists, you're going to find that it has tremendous sound dampening prospects. But if you ever had to make a repair, you could also pull the bat out of the joist so that you can, say, fix a plumbing pipe that might be leaking. So it's definitely the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and the other benefit of thermofiber is that it's fire resistant, so that's really good to know and good for peace of mind, especially if you're putting the kids' bedrooms downstairs. The other thing I would keep in mind is some sort of communication system between you and the kiddos.
Well, if you know the age of your house, it's going to be easier to figure out what kind of repairs or improvements that house might need. Leslie has some tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. And if you know the age of your home, whatever those problems that pop up, they're definitely common to homes that are built in that same era, and maybe they can be avoided. So here's a couple of tricks of the trade that can help. First of all, plumbing fixtures like toilets, even sinks, you know, they're kind of rarely replaced, and they can help you clue in on your home's age. If your home happens to have the original toilet, you want to remove the lid and look at the underside. Those toilets are almost always date-stamped by the manufacturer as they roll off the assembly line, and that date is typically expressed as a four-digit number, like, say, 1954, but it also might be preceded by a letter and have just the last two digits, like M54. So that kind of lets you know that that was made in 1954. Other plumbing fixtures, like sinks, also have those dates stamped somewhere within that casting, but the toilet stamp is often easier to find. You can spot a date on your toilet, and then you can bet your home was constructed within a few months or a year of that date. So, Tom, what are some other places that we might be finding clues to help us guess that age of our home?
Well, you can look at the building material. So, for example, if you have an older home and you have knob and tube wiring, where you have the wires and those ceramic insulators, that means that that house was built probably in the 20s or the 30s. If you've got some old steel plumbing pipes, even if they're not being used, but if you see that they were used, like I've got an old house where the steel main was cut off and a copper one was installed, but the fact that it had that steel means it was probably built in the 1900s to the 1940s. You can also look at serial numbers for newer houses. Sometimes I used to figure out their age by looking at the serial numbers on heating and cooling systems because the dates are often stamped right there or they're coded in with the serial number, and it's really usually pretty obvious to figure that out.
Well, you know what? They really don't build them like they used to, but if you know when your house was built, this is going to give you a good idea of what repairs you might be needing to do.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, are you a last-minute holiday decorator? Well, first impressions matter, so we've got tips to help you decorate the first thing your guests will see, even if you don't take it any farther. We're talking about your front door. Whether your style is classic or contemporary, we'll show you how to make it stand out. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
No. North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has given final approval to a bipartisan plan that temporarily funds federal operations and disaster aid, and President Biden has signed it into law. The move averts a temporary government shutdown until mid-March. The measure also adds $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in assistance to farmers. Wisconsin GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden has proposed a new bill he says might stave off the threat of a government shutdown every time Congress is up against a new budget deadline.
The military gets paid, the post office, which I love, by the way, gets paid, the Border Patrol gets paid, all the bills get paid, the lights stay on, but Congress, the members of Congress, that's the House and the Senate, do not get paid, and we do not get back pay.
Van Orden says his proposal might discourage lawmakers from using the threat of a government shutdown as part of their budget negotiations. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. 38 people are confirmed dead. More than 100 remain missing in Congo after an overloaded ferry capsized. At least 20 people have been rescued so far. 30 people have been killed in a crash in a bus and a truck on a highway in southeastern Brazil. Witnesses say the bus blew a tire and the driver had to lose control and basically collide with the truck. But other reports basically indicate that a granite block has hit the bus. This past week, the CDC says more than 60 people in 8 states have been affected with bird flu, mostly mild illnesses. Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks employees are on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on 2 major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or meet up demands for inaugural labor contracts. Strikes during busy periods like the holidays can help unions exercise leverage during negotiations. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Do you owe $10,000?
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
This past week, California declared a state of emergency in response to the spread of the bird flu virus among dairy cattle in the state. Correspondent Sarah Granville has more.
California has become the epicenter of new bird flu infections. As the nation's largest dairy-producing state, it accounts for 75% of cattle cases and over half of the 61 confirmed human cases nationwide. Though health officials say the risk to the general public remains low, Governor Newsom's proclamation allows federal and state agencies to work together to monitor and test for new cases. The move comes after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported the country's first case of severe illness in a person in Louisiana.
Church bells rang out in the German city of Magdeburg exactly 24 hours after authorities say a man drove into a busy Christmas market, killing five people and injuring 200 others. Authorities said Saturday that 41 people were injured seriously enough that the death toll could rise further. More analysis and news at townhall.com. Wasn't a typical theft, and it does have a nice ending. Jason Walker has more.
A baby Jesus figurine taken from a nativity scene in Colorado has been returned, and with an apology. Police in Fort Collins say it was stolen from a public display and was dropped off anonymously at a fire station. It was accompanied by a note saying, "I'm really sorry, I made a dumb mistake. It won't happen again." Police have looked at the surveillance video and say the person appeared to be a teenager or young adult. Jason Walker reporting.
Baseball Hall of Famer and stolen base king Ricky Henderson has died. He was 65. Known as baseball's Man of Steel, Henderson had a slightly or lengthy list of accolades and accomplishments over his nomadic 25-year career. He was MVP, 10-time All-Star selection, 2-time world champion, and Gold Glove winner. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
When students struggle in school because they are hungry,
or fall behind because they lack school supplies or clean clothing,
being greeted at the start of every school day by the smile of a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows firsthand the obstacles students might be facing.
And what it will take to help them thrive.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support and remain by their side
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning
and succeed in school and in life.
Access to technology, learning materials,
and even one-to-one mentor support.
We are there for them all day, every day. This is what Communities in Schools is all about.
Going all in for kids, in schools, in communities, and beyond.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre-, pro-, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers/border patrol.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his 4th military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Money Pit is presented by Deutsch Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys planning on this weekend? Are you getting ready for the holidays? Are you ramping up? Are you going to start to entertain and invite some friends and family to come over? Or are you going to try to finish up a project that you'd like to get done last minute, like before everybody starts to show up? Well, whether you are in the midst of a project or planning one, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIP, 888-666-3992. 1-800-259-3639 or just go to moneypit.com/ask. This is episode 2475. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Coming up on today's show, are you planning a project for the new year? Well, we're going to share the top five most common remodeling mistakes that we hear time and time again on this show to teach you what to avoid when you're tackling those jobs.
All right. I wonder what those kinds of things are. Like, well, I wanted this, but they said no. So maybe we'll see where we go with this kind of project mistake. Also, Ed, now that those cold temps are setting in across the country, are you constantly looking for that heavier sweater and maybe you're sleeping in your flannel PJs? Well, if your house or apartment feel drafty and cold, space heaters could be a solution. We're going to share how to select one that won't cost you a bundle to run or burn your house down in the process.
And is this the weekend you'll be heading out to buy a Christmas tree? Well, we're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not.
Plus, if there's a DIYer on your holiday gift list, we've got a very cool product to give away to one lucky listener. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig with accessories, and it's worth $250.
Reach out now with your question. You'll get the answer, plus a chance at winning that Craig Pocket Hole Jig. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Texas, we've got Milena on the line who's working on a wood stove. Tell us about it.
We just had electrical installed, all new electrical in the home that we're flipping, and we're going to install a wood stove. Would that wood stove harm the electrical behind the wall?
Well, not if it's installed properly. You have to have a heat shield behind the wood stove, depending on how close it is to the wall. That determines, you know, how much of a heat shield you need. Now, if you have no heat shield at all, the wood stove has to be 3 feet away from the wall in most areas. There is, however, a heat shield assembly that's available, which is kind of like, it's sort of like a piece of metal that is mounted on the wall, but has spacers behind it so that air moves behind this piece of metal that provides the shielding of the wall. Because aside from harming electrical wires, you got to remember that you've got wood framing there and it's fire hazard. So safety is really, really important when you install a wood stove. So you either have to have the minimum required distance between the stove and the wall, or you have to have heat shields, or both. So just make sure that whoever's doing the installation is familiar with this principle, Marlena, and it'll be safe and your wires will be fine.
Okay, and I was thinking about making like a wood frame and then laying like a metal, a sheet metal on the back. Would that be safe?
Well, here's the thing. It sounds to me like you're trying to invent a heat shield, and I don't think you should do that. It's not sort of a thing that you hack together. I mean, I've seen it done this way, but it's not recommended. Here's where you start. The manufacturer of your wood stove is going to have a specification for heat shields, and I would start with that. So if you don't happen to have the manual anymore, all of those manuals are online somewhere on the Internet. Just Google it and look at their recommendations for installation, in particular when it comes to the heat shield. As long as you follow that manufacturer's spec, then I'm comfortable that the job will be done right. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Heading out to Delaware, where Jim's got a question about renovating a bathroom. What's going on, Jim?
Trying to find the best way to replace my shower. The floor is really dirty. I got the white, so I need to replace it. I need to know, what do you recommend as far as material? I'm getting debates about acrylic versus fiberglass, et cetera. But you mentioned a thing, trying to figure out the best way and the cheapest way for me to do it.
You know, Jim, I think it really depends on, like, the level of involvement you'd like in this project and the amount of money you'd like to spend. Because if you're looking, I mean, truly, right, Tom, when you get to a project like this in a bathroom, it can be inexpensive or it can be very expensive. I think if you're looking for something simple and affordable and doable in a short amount of time, you're looking at a liner or something like a bath fitter type thing, and it doesn't have to be done by that company. There's all different kinds of liners or inserts. There are fiberglass ones. There's waterproof material ones. There's even Corian ones that kind of just surround your existing situation and cover it up, and it's like new. Or if you're going for a complete gut reno, you know, you're going to be looking at systems to help keep things watertight. It's Schluter, right, Tom? They have a good product.
Yep, Schluter. It's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. Schluter makes a shower kit that is called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. The nice thing about these kits is what this is an underlayment system, so that when you would have to remove all of the old tile and all of the floor and all of that, but now you're rebuilding from scratch. The Kerdi kit is basically a system that's designed to make this whole thing 100% waterproof. It takes a lot of the frustration out of doing a shower and having to maintain it, have it in our systems. Our proof is it's sort of like a membrane that goes behind the whole thing. Take a look at the Schluter Systems website for the Curdy shower kits. You'll see how all the pieces work together, whether it's a straight, plain, square shower, whether it's got curves, whether it has a seat. They've got parts for everything. You assemble the parts, you buy the parts that you want, and the whole thing lies underneath the tile or whatever your top finish is, and it makes it 100% waterproof. So those are kind of your options. You know, you can do a liner. You can do a panelized system. That's pretty easy. It's not going to help you with the shower pan, by the way, because it doesn't cover that. But it'll cover the walls and make it look a lot nicer.
Oh, like fresh and new.
Yeah. If you want to tear the whole thing out and start from scratch, I'd take a look at the Schluter Curdy shower systems.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on this holiday weekend. Have you been wondering how not to DIY? Well, we are going to share the most common remodeling mistakes, the top five of them, after this.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Here at the Money Pit, we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
So, Leslie, have you ever heard of pocket holes?
I mean, it's the one where you kind of bury the screw into a recessed hole, correct?
right, and they make really strong joints. And the one tool that you need to get these done quickly every single time is the Craig Pocket Hole Jig. We're giving one away today on the show. We've got the 720 Pro package. It's valued at $250. It helps you build those pocket hole projects faster than ever. It features AutoMax, which is a one-motion clamping system. It's got the GripMax technology, which is an anti-slip clamping surface. And the Pocket Hole Jig package includes the Pocket Hole Screw Project Kit, the 3-inch wood project clamp, and a right angle clamp for added convenience. It's valued in total at $250. You'll find it at Home Depot, Lowe's, or your local specialty woodworking retailer, or you can learn all about it at craigtool.com, K-R-E-G-tool.com. But we've got one 720 Pro package going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. Want to make that you? Now's your chance. Call us with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question to moneypit.com/ask.
Time to talk flooring with Steve, who's looking to remove some carpet to add some tile. What's going on? How can we help?
I am just getting ready to tile a floor. I removed carpet. My subfloor is half-inch plywood and three-quarter-inch plywood. Should I use quarter-inch backer board or half-inch backer board for my tile project?
Well, you know, when you're doing a tile project, the key is to make sure you have a very sturdy subfloor. And because you have what amounts to an inch and a quarter, basically, of subfloor, I think that that's pretty solid at that point. The backer board can be the quarter inch you put on top of that. But having that solid subfloor underneath is really the key here because, as we all know, tile doesn't bend. And frankly, the bigger the tile, the sturdier that floor has to be. You know, if you have mosaics, it can flex a little bit. If you've got 12 by 12 or 16 by 16 or bigger tiles, you can have no flex. But because you have that inch and a quarter of underlayment, I think you're good to go, and you can just use the backer board for the purpose of basically getting the tile to adhere properly to the substrate. So good luck with that project, Steve. Let us know how it comes out.
Well, home improvement can be one of the most rewarding times of home ownership. But with the excitement of planning a new project, it's really easy to make errors that can end up driving those costs way beyond what you've budgeted. So here's our list of the big errors that we hear about that have come up over and over again. First up is over-improving. Now you're like, no, I just want to do a project, but you could kind of overdo it. I mean, a lot of projects contribute real estate value to your home, and others have about same resale value as a losing lottery ticket. Now, if the value of your current home plus the cost of the improvement that you're planning far exceeds the average home value in your area, you are very unlikely to get a return on that home improvement investment. Bathrooms, kitchens, decks, they usually provide the best return on your investment. And projects that are geared more toward personal taste, like decorating, for example, usually is not going to significantly improve the value of your home. So only do those if you expect to stay in that home a long time so that you really can enjoy them.
Now next, plan your work and work your plan. Before you hire a remodeling pro, do your homework. You want to research products and read reviews with a mind towards developing a spec or specification for your project that identifies the products you'd like included in your remodel. So for small projects, you can actually do this yourself. But for larger jobs, hire an architect or a designer. It is totally worth it.
Yeah, here's another mistake, and that's not minding the zone. Now, building a new fence or a shed might seem like an easy enough home improvement project, but it can quickly turn into a legal nightmare if you don't first check the local land zoning codes for your property. Even if your project gets completed without a visit from a local zoning official, a violation could haunt you years later when it comes time to sell your home.
Now, it's also important to do a contract review. Make sure all of your agreements with the contractors are in writing, because a good contract is going to include a clear statement of the scope of work, a list of the materials, and a total contract price, as well as a schedule of payments. Job start dates and completion dates are also important to include. Now, for small projects, here's a workaround. Get in the habit of writing a quick email back to the contractor who gave you the price for the project to confirm the details, including the price and the schedule. These steps can help avoid confusion for both the contractor and the pro, and they can form the basis for a better experience for everyone.
Yeah, the other issue is not having a permit at all. In many areas of the country, getting a building permit is a requirement before you start that home improvement project. Some contractors might attempt to make getting the permit a responsibility for the homeowner, and this is a costly mistake. You want to make sure that that contractor is responsible for getting the permit and complying with those building codes every single step of the way, because they know them, they know the process, they know how to get these permits. You don't. So definitely let that contractor handle this part of it. That local building inspector is going to be your best resource for making sure that you are getting this job done properly.
Yep, good advice. Hey, do you have a question about a project you're thinking about doing next year? Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Donna in Tyler, Texas is on the line, has some questions about windows. Tell us what's going on.
We have double-pane windows that we've replaced our old windows with about 20, 25 years ago, and now I have some that don't close, and I have one that has that I can't open, that the mechanism in the side of the window broke, and I didn't know if there was any hope for repairing them or fixing them or if I just need to get new windows.
Well, I mean, really, Donna, 20 to 25 years, Leslie, I feel like she got a lot out of those windows. I mean, that's a
pretty
good life, right, for windows. And certainly you may be able to repair some of the mechanism if you can locate the parts, but it frankly might just be better to replace those windows, especially because windows today have become less expensive and they've become more efficient. And if you go with replacement windows where you're only really replacing the operable part of the sash, the part that slides up and slides down, and you leave the old sash in place, they're really pretty affordable and easy to install because you basically order them to fit inside that space, and they can be installed.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
All sorts of contractors and other professionals. And the nice thing about Home Advisor is that they all have references that were done by other Home Advisor clients, and they're verified references. So you can read the reviews and find somebody that's in your area and that people have been happy with.
Wow. Okay. Great. Sounds good, Tom.
All right, Lou. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Happy holidays, everybody. Thank you so much for spending your busy weekends with us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're feeling a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to help you take that edge off? Well, we're going to share important tips on the different types of space heaters out there so you can choose one that's both efficient and safe after this.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I definitely got something out of this talking to him. I learned a lot. He was just saying how he was talking a lot about, you know, passion and stuff. And I know that when I get older, I want to do something that I'm passionate about so that I can do it until I stop.
Well, good. What's the best part of your day?
Waking up.
Mm-hmm. What else? Give me a sense of what you really enjoy.
I enjoy making money.
Really? You like business?
Definitely, yeah.
Good. How have you gone about making money so far?
I already got a job. I got a side business. I'm pretty straight right now.
Okay, we're going to have to spend some time talking to you.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Life without hearing aids can be frustrating.
Andy, did you hear what she just said?
No, I'm sorry. What did I miss?
I said I got the promotion, Dad. I thought you would be excited.
You're missing out on the important moments of your life because you just can't hear them. It's time to try the Jabra Enhanced Select 500, our smallest, most advanced hearing aid. With proprietary speech clarity technology, even the most complex listening situations like a noisy restaurant are crisp and clear. And you can get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional care you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. Get Jabra Enhance over-the-counter hearing aids and stop missing the important moments. Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name's Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole.
Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This liberal attorney general thinks it's Amazon's fault. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The AG of D.C. is going after Amazon because of delivery times in rough neighborhoods. Maybe if he would go after the crime, the deliveries would come quicker. Amazon's just protecting their employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, you never guess what I'm building right now.
It's always something good.
I'm building a greenhouse. It's my winter project.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a kit, actually, from the Yardistry Company, and it's got like a gazillion pieces in it. It's got like a 100-page manual that goes along with it, and I've got it all taken apart now. I'm painting all the pieces independently before I assemble it in my garage, and I'll have it all ready to go. Once it warms up outside, I can move it outside. I poured a little slab for it, so it's going to be nice. It'll be like a 6-foot by 8-foot greenhouse, and we'll be able to start our spring planting very early as a result.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
Now we've got Christine on the line. What's going on in your money pit? How can we help?
Okay, so we have a garage that is uninsulated. We insulated it. We've got the walls almost done and the ceiling's almost done. But we have a vent on the roof, you know, one of those swirling ones. And I wasn't sure if the ceiling of the garage also needed a vent that either leads up to that or just to the attic space.
Yep, that's a great question. So the purpose of the vent on the roof is to provide attic ventilation, and the ventilation is really necessary to keep the insulation dry, because in the wintertime it can get damp and it makes it less effective. In the summer, you know, time, you let the heat build up in the attic. So that's the purpose of that vent. That being said, I will tell you that those sort of whirly bird style vents that spin like a basket that spins are the least effective kind of vent you could have. What I always recommend are continuous ridge vents, which go down the peak of the roof, matched with soffit vents, which is at that overhang, because that creates like an airflow where the air goes in at the soffit, under the roof sheathing, and out at that ridge, and keeps that attic as close to ambient temperature as possible and as dry as possible. But in terms of your project, that you can sort of set that aside, because I would continue to insulate that garage so you have a warmer place for you to work in during the cold weather. And then, you know, in the spring or summer or whenever you get around to doing the roof again, you could evaluate the vent situation. But you do not have to put a hole in that ceiling, because that's not the purpose of that vent.
Okay, we do have soffit vents.
That's good. That's the hard part. The ridge vent's the easy part.
Yeah. The other question I had was about my soffits on the house. Not sure there's anything we can do at this point, but I would just like your opinion. The builder was supposed to wrap the metal around plywood and then use that for the soffit, but he just used that thin piece of metal.
Yeah, that's actually the right way to do it. Is the metal ventilated? Does it have little tiny holes in it?
No, we had him add soffit vents, like in, like along the back of the house in three different places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on the side.
Yeah, no, you don't want to have a covered soffit. Soffits should be as open as possible because, as I said earlier, that's where air gets in and starts doing its work in the attic in terms of venting that space. So, the, you know, I don't know what you what the conversation was around having, you know, metal wrapped over plywood. I'll tell you, sometimes we see this. Sometimes we see houses that were or older houses that might have been built in the 60s or 70s, and they have plywood soffits. And then I've seen those homeowners do vinyl siding and aluminum trim, and then they totally cover that soffit with the aluminum soffit material, and that's usually a mistake because they've covered the ventilation in doing so. So I always tell people to take that plywood down. So I think you are okay with that.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. Thank you so much, because it was, I was sure it was wrong and it was going to be bad for the house, but you're saying it's just perfect.
It is just perfect, Christine. Good luck with that project.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, if you feel a draft in your house or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to take the edge off? If so, we've got some tips on how to choose one that's both efficient and safe. Now, first thing to know is that there are basically two different types of space heaters, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from each other. Now, radiant heaters warm objects, and that includes you, by radiating heat, as the name implies. But convection heaters, on the other hand, warm the air in a room, and that's eventually going to warm the entire room, provided you buy one that's appropriate for the size of the room. I personally find the convection heaters much more comfortable.
Now, in short there, guys, if you are looking to warm up just a certain area, say your favorite chair where you're curling up to watch TV or read a book, then a radiant heater is going to work just fine. But if you want to heat the whole room, then a convection heater is definitely the best choice for you. And there's also different sizes and styles for both types of space heaters, ranging from tabletop radiant heaters to larger freestanding convection units for warming the entire room. Some look like mini radiators and are filled with oil or water, while others, such as ceramic convection heaters, pull that cold air in, warm it, and then release that warmed air back into the room.
Now, the pricing on space heaters can be as low as, say, $40 or $50 and go up well to over $200. But bear in mind, if you're paying your own electric bill, they're going to add to that, although most are pretty efficient. However, in very general terms, supposing you use the heater maybe every day for an average of 6 to 8 hours, you can expect it'll add probably $20 to $30 a month to your electrical bill. So it is going to add up if you keep doing that as your primary source of heat. If your place is that drafty, that cold, we might suggest other ways to warm it up other than just putting a space heater in.
This is the Money Pit, and it is the ho-ho home improvement season. Whatever you are working on, let us help you get those projects done so you can get ready for the house to be all set for the big guy to make his big appearance shortly. And, you know, maybe you've got some fun home improvement gifts on your wish list. We will see what you get. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7, because maybe we're like the big guy and we can help you get those projects done without too much stress. Coming up, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy that tree? Well, if it is, we're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not. And with the drought that this country has been seeing the past few months, we do have to be extra careful. More after this. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy, running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
You are listening to The Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call now with your questions to MoneyPit.com or listen and learn from the solutions that we share to your fellow DIYers in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Hey, guys, if you call us right now with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT, you'll get the answer.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For that drive home. If you do drive with the tree on the roof of the car, please, please, please secure it down tightly.
And if buying a fresh tree is not for you, check out the amazing options in artificial trees. They look more real every year, and many come pre-lit. We've got a complete guide to buying artificial trees online at moneypit.com.
Anne's doing some work in the kitchen and looking to add an undermount sink, but the counter is wood. Tell us about this project.
Well, I was more looking for your opinion of whether I should use a wood countertop for an undermount sink. I know they've got some pretty good hardwood countertops that may or may not be, but I'm looking for the long haul. We're at an age where we're going to be retiring within the next few years, and I don't want to have to replace something.
Well, first of all, you're talking about a wood kitchen countertop here or a bathroom?
Yeah.
We're both, actually. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're looking for a low-maintenance countertop, you should not be looking at wood. It's going to be a huge amount of work to take care of. Under-mounted sink or not, it's a lot of work. You know, you're going to seal it and you're going to varnish it. And I don't know if you want to have an area for chopping, but that's a whole other set of circumstances in terms of how you treat that, because the finish has to be non-toxic. But it is a lot of work. So if you're looking for maintenance-free, I would definitely not suggest that. Leslie, what do you think are probably the easiest to care for countertops these days?
I mean, I love a natural stone countertop, but are they the easiest to take care of? Not so much. I mean, the composite stones out there, there's a couple of different brands that you can see. There's quartz, there's quartzite. They're beautiful, they're durable, they're easy to maintain, and they come in a variety of price points as well. I think when you go with a solid surface like that, it's much better for an undermount sink as far as maintenance and durability. And then if you go with a quartzite product, there's so many different, you know, colors, tones, sort of textures to choose from, that you'll be able to find something in your price point in a look that you like.
I'm just looking to push the crumbs into the sink.
I hear you. Well, you can have an under countertop, and that's fine. It's just that, you know, I think you called us because you want to know if that was a good installation, but then when you mentioned you're trying to look for something that's maintenance-free, I'm telling you, wood is a ton of work to take care of.
It's so pretty, though.
It is pretty.
Especially with creamy white cabinets.
Yeah, well, listen, you can have some beautiful wood cabinets, but the countertop, I would definitely not go with wood.
Okay.
Good luck, Ann. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us this holiday weekend here at the Money Pit. Coming up, knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you might be needing to make. We're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you do that next.
Live in a Money Pit.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer, Leah.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at AuthorityPM.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. David in North Carolina wrote into Team Money Pit and is asking, I had a leak in my kitchen skylight that has since been fixed. However, the track lighting under the skylight stopped working a few days after the leak. I bought a new power source supply and installed it, but the lighting still isn't working. What should I do, and can I do it myself with basic DIY skills?
It depends on your electrical skills. If that fixture was wet, you've got to replace it. It's not repairable, so you want to totally remove and replace that track lighting. Once water gets to that circuit, it can't be fixed.
All right, that is an important thing to know. Now, Michael from Illinois wrote in, my wife and I are finishing our basement to include a family room and bedrooms for our two young children. What's the best way to minimize noise from people walking around upstairs?
Well, the best way to do that is to insulate that floor, and I would not use fiberglass for that. I would use a wool fiber. Now, Owens Corning has a product called ThermaFiber. I've actually used this myself. It's a very dense, very efficient insulating product, and if you install it into those floor joists, you're going to find that it has tremendous sound dampening prospects. But if you ever had to make a repair, you could also pull the bat out of the joist so that you can, say, fix a plumbing pipe that might be leaking. So it's definitely the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and the other benefit of thermofiber is that it's fire resistant, so that's really good to know and good for peace of mind, especially if you're putting the kids' bedrooms downstairs. The other thing I would keep in mind is some sort of communication system between you and the kiddos.
Well, if you know the age of your house, it's going to be easier to figure out what kind of repairs or improvements that house might need. Leslie has some tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. And if you know the age of your home, whatever those problems that pop up, they're definitely common to homes that are built in that same era, and maybe they can be avoided. So here's a couple of tricks of the trade that can help. First of all, plumbing fixtures like toilets, even sinks, you know, they're kind of rarely replaced, and they can help you clue in on your home's age. If your home happens to have the original toilet, you want to remove the lid and look at the underside. Those toilets are almost always date-stamped by the manufacturer as they roll off the assembly line, and that date is typically expressed as a four-digit number, like, say, 1954, but it also might be preceded by a letter and have just the last two digits, like M54. So that kind of lets you know that that was made in 1954. Other plumbing fixtures, like sinks, also have those dates stamped somewhere within that casting, but the toilet stamp is often easier to find. You can spot a date on your toilet, and then you can bet your home was constructed within a few months or a year of that date. So, Tom, what are some other places that we might be finding clues to help us guess that age of our home?
Well, you can look at the building material. So, for example, if you have an older home and you have knob and tube wiring, where you have the wires and those ceramic insulators, that means that that house was built probably in the 20s or the 30s. If you've got some old steel plumbing pipes, even if they're not being used, but if you see that they were used, like I've got an old house where the steel main was cut off and a copper one was installed, but the fact that it had that steel means it was probably built in the 1900s to the 1940s. You can also look at serial numbers for newer houses. Sometimes I used to figure out their age by looking at the serial numbers on heating and cooling systems because the dates are often stamped right there or they're coded in with the serial number, and it's really usually pretty obvious to figure that out.
Well, you know what? They really don't build them like they used to, but if you know when your house was built, this is going to give you a good idea of what repairs you might be needing to do.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, are you a last-minute holiday decorator? Well, first impressions matter, so we've got tips to help you decorate the first thing your guests will see, even if you don't take it any farther. We're talking about your front door. Whether your style is classic or contemporary, we'll show you how to make it stand out. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, around the country, around the world. This is the number one city. I tell you what, if you ever held off coming and thought New York's not going to come back, Jerry Seinfeld was right. It really has. And when I walk around the streets now, as disturbing as it is, because I remember how clean it was, I do see families. I see a ton of families walking around enjoying the holiday. Hopefully it's paying off, helping the restaurants and the shopping and things to that nature. But it is. I don't remember it like this. Look, it's annoying. You got to walk literally in the street to get to my subway or my train. But it's okay because people are benefiting their back. Big time, and I think they're really upbeat about what's happening in the country right now. This hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Hoffman. There was an assassination of this general in charge of all weapons of mass destruction inside Russia. He was just assassinated, and Ukraine said it was us. I'm going to talk to Dan Hoffman in a matter of moments. Mike O'Hara, host of Lights, Camera, and Christmas, available now on Fox Nation in just a moment. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's the second Hanukkah since the horrors of October 7th. The trauma of that day and its aftermath is still raw and ongoing. I've gotten over 100 hostages out.
Oh, you did.
I will not stop till I get every single one of them home.
You got 100 hostages out? Hope on hostages. That's real. Not what he just said. A devastated Hamas finally showing major movement towards a ceasefire and hostages release, while Hezbollah admits Syria's revolution has cost them in a critical way. We discuss.
Number two. Right now, our assessment leads us to conclude that these are lawful and legal aviation activities, manned and unmanned drones and civil aviation aircraft or commercial aircraft.
That is John Kirby trying to explain away this drone problem we're having. But to me, he's just droning on. The Biden team scrambles to explain the thousands of drone sightings over a half dozen states. No one is buying it, even our next president.
Number one.
I think Pete Hegseth is making tremendous strides over the last week. And he didn't even hesitate when I said, do you want to do this? He said, absolutely.
I didn't mean to say we claim responsibility. Ukraine claimed responsibility for the assassination of that Russian general. And my apologies. Donald Trump doubles down, on Pete Hegseth and so many others, and talks about his plan for his nominees once they get it. He has a big presser yesterday, covered a lot of ground over an hour. Today, RFK facing headwinds, as expected, as he makes his round to the senators on Capitol Hill. Let's bring in Dan Hoffman, Fox News contributor, former CIA station chief in Moscow, Iraq, Pakistan, South Asia, and Europe. Dan, welcome back.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on the program, Brian.
So, Dan, I wanted you on before this, and then I see this story that's just breaking.
Yeah.
A Ukrainian official says Kyiv was responsible for the assassination of General Igor Kirillov, the chief of Russia's radioactive chemical and biological defense forces. The general was in charge of the Russian military's nuclear and chemical weapons protection. He was killed by a bomb on a Moscow street, and it looks like the SBU has charged General Kirillov with the in absentia, saying he was responsible for the massive use of banned chemical weapons in Ukraine. So Ukraine saying, yeah, it was us. What's the significance?
Well, it's pretty significant. Kirillov is the most senior Russian military officer to be assassinated inside Russia by Ukraine. I'm sure that the Russians are doing all the forensics, literally, right now, to try to figure out what went wrong with their security. It's got to cause them, the Russians, that is, great concern that they can't keep their people safe. This was Ukraine finding, fixing, and finishing a high-value target because those two countries are at war. Now, the war could end today if Vladimir Putin would stop his barbaric invasion. But because Putin hasn't done that, these are sorts of measures that Ukraine needs to take.
I mean, they go into Kursk. People were shocked by that. People are shocked by this. They continue to fight. I know they're taking heavy losses now. But what is your take on where the Ukraine is right now in this Russia war? Russia, people don't know, have tapped into Yemen for fighters, North Korea for fighters and armament, Iran for drones. And this is a country of 150 million they thought was one of the strongest armies in the world.
Yeah, not really. And bad logistics, lots of corruption, a poor strategy. Look, the Ukrainians are fighting for their lives. And if you could imagine, if we could imagine, listeners, if your homes were at risk, if your family were at risk, I think you'd grab whatever weapons you had, you'd go to the front, and you'd fight to defend your country. That's what the Ukrainians are doing. And look, I think there's going to be a lot of questions about staying power, and issues will come up about financing, including the roughly $300 billion of Russian assets that are right now open to potential confiscation and used by Ukraine. Going to have to use some of that money anyways when we look at the post-conflict reconstruction plan in Ukraine. I know the president-elect would like to see an end to the war. Everyone would. But it's Vladimir Putin who has control of that. And he's got to. We've got to demonstrate to Putin that there's just no benefit to him to carrying on the war. Wars end when, as General Jack Keane likes to say, wars end when both sides are too exhausted to fight or one side wins. I don't think either side is going to win this one, Brian, but they may get to the point where we reach a ceasefire because both sides are exhausted. The Russians have lost hundreds of thousands of casualties, and it's been a failure for them. The only success the Russians have has been to induce the Biden administration to lengthen the war because we never gave Ukraine what they needed when they needed it. And we just all the way to the end of this administration, a complete strategic failure.
It has been. However, it helps them. They could look back, and if they wanted to spin it correctly, and they're not so wrong to say, at least we found ourselves a new Axis power. I got a stronger ally in China. I have a stronger ally in North Korea, and I have a stronger ally with Iran. How do you feel about that?
Well, the Russians are paying a big price. Those are all Russian long-term strategic competitors, especially Iran and China. And the Chinese aren't cutting the Russians any good deals on the oil that the Russians are exporting. And the Russians don't enjoy the same sort of, obviously, commercial relationships they had with Europe. Finland and Sweden are now NATO members. There's been a brain drain. Roughly a million Russians, the ones who could leave, have left. So it hasn't made Putin any stronger. He'd like us to think it is. He's got this good Potemkin village propaganda machine to make us think the war has been a success for him, but I don't think it has. And if you look at what happened in Syria, that's a real blow, thanks to Israel, not the Biden administration, thanks to Israel for taking the fight to Hezbollah and to Iran and giving the Syrian opposition the opening that they took advantage of to overthrow brutal dictator Bashar al-Assad, also Russia and Iran's ally. You know, Russia's dictator in Damascus is now their man in Moscow. That's quite a shocking turn of events.
Yeah, before I leave the war, I just want to talk about, too, what are your reports saying about North Korea? I heard they, because of the lack of communication, they don't speak the same language. They just had a friendly fire where a bunch of Russians killed North Koreans.
Yeah, I've been hearing that, too. Look, the fog of war gets a lot more foggy when you're dealing with two armies that haven't trained together, don't speak the same language. They have different they have different tactics that they have to try to link up together. I mean, it's just they're being used as cannon fodder. And, of course, Kim Jong-un doesn't care about that, and neither does Vladimir Putin. That's the whole strategy for Russia, is just to use his own army as cannon fodder. And the Ukrainians have reported on that. I've talked to a lot of Ukrainians who just say that the Russians just keep coming. Now it's North Koreans or Yemenis. And that's what the Russians are doing. Now, the North Koreans are going to charge a heavy price for that, too. They'd like to miniaturize their nuclear weapons and be able to deliver them on intercontinental ballistic missiles against us in our homeland. That's why Kim Jong-un met Putin at the Russian space facility. So all of these countries see an opportunity to take advantage of Putin, who's kind of on his knees begging for help now in Russia's time of need.
Yeah, and that's a problem for us. I don't care how they're doing it. We can't let that happen, can we?
No, but we have to demonstrate to those countries, Iran, China, North Korea, that aligning themselves with Russia is a bad deal for them. So, so that's why we needed to beat Russia in Ukraine and make it clear that there shouldn't be any value to those countries in aligning themselves with the Kremlin.
All right, let's talk about.
Not to mention,
go ahead. Go ahead, say not to mention.
Not to mention demonstrating to the region, to Europe, and the rest of the world that powerful nuclear-armed states cannot be allowed to overrun smaller states that don't have nuclear weapons. And we've got $1 trillion worth of trade with Europe, which would be at grave risk if Vladimir Putin is casting his long shadow over European states from a conquered Ukraine.
I'll tell you what, they have Germany's government collapse yesterday. They're going to basically a caretaker government. And one of the things Olaf Scholz says is how he's going to scale back some of the weaponry to Ukraine. Now, we also know the French, basically, government's in peril. He's going to empower his enemies, Macron. So those are two countries in trouble. And then we see Justin Trudeau on the brink of resigning as his government crumbles and he just loses his finance minister yesterday. So our democracies are having a lot of turbulence.
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, honestly, when we used to rely on the UK when they were part of the European Union to be the grown-up in the room and be the linchpin of our commercial, strategic, diplomatic, military relationship with Europe. Yes, we have NATO, but, man, Great Britain was of great value to us. And with them not being a part of the European Union, I think that causes us concern about leaving it for the French and the Germans to figure things out.
So get this. So let's switch over to Syria. Hezbollah, in a story today that we have on FoxNews.com, Hezbollah chief says they have lost a critical arms supply route from Iran to Syria. Now, you know that, Dan. You're the CIA guy. And we understand that. But for them to say that out loud, this is it's so on the surface. I know there's still dangers and there's peril. But to have a government in power, or these rebels are in power, and there's a fear of them being Islamic extremists, although they're saying the right things right now in some respects, who are enemies of Iran, is huge for us. And it's terrible for Hezbollah, terrible for Hamas, and terrible for Russia.
Yeah, and so Hezbollah, when they say this publicly, it's not like they would like to openly admit strategic strategic defeat, which is what they're suffering. But they're speaking to their own constituency in Lebanon, and they're saying, hey, we can't get what we used to get across the border through Syria, and it's not our fault. It's Iran's fault and Syria's fault. So when we don't have the military equipment we need and the money and the other things that we used to get from Iran through that overland transport through Syria, well, this is why. So I think they're speaking a little bit to their own constituency. Now is the time to turn up the pressure
yes.
on Hezbollah, on Hamas, on Iran, and we'll see what the Trump administration does. But this is an opportunity for us. The Biden administration was going to snatch, you know, defeat from the jaws of victory on this one. But we have a chance, really, to limit Iran's throw weight in the region further. And I think we got to do it. We got to take the fight to the Houthis. Who are disrupting trade in the Red Sea. Again, we don't need to send 100,000-plus troops and build girls' schools. That's the definition of the forever war that I think everyone wants to avoid. But we need to be engaged diplomatically and when needed militarily. Syria's got chemical weapons stockpiles and terrorists we need to deal with. And if we don't deal with them over there, we're going to face a threat to our people in the region and potentially back here in the homeland.
So that is true. And what I'm hoping is, and how would you do this, Dan? We don't really, you know, HTS seems to be an Islamic extremist government. We have $20 million on or $10 million on the head of the guy in charge. But he says he's reformed his ways and since fought Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But having said that, how do we use leverage to make sure the Russians aren't welcomed in their military bases and in that port? How do we do that without force, you know, at the same time not recognizing their government and be naive enough to support what could be a terrorist state?
Right. That's why we need to win the post-conflict in Syria. The Russians are trying to negotiate deals
yes.
to remain in Tartus at their naval base and their air base in Latakia. We've got to make any assistance we provide the Syrians, and by we, I mean the international community. That means the Gulf states stepping up and taking some real needed interest in Syria's future. That has to be contingent upon Russia's bases no longer existing in Syria. The Russians killed countless numbers of Syrian civilians and enabled Assad to launch chemical weapons and gave Assad diplomatic top cover. The Russians need to be out.
Dan, what is the move? So you said you get the Gulf states to deal with HTS, who might be in charge of Syria? What are you saying?
No, what I'm saying is we make any – Syria is going to be reliant on foreign assistance. And so we make the foreign assistance that goes into Syria from the Gulf states contingent upon Syria exercising sovereignty over their own country and kicking the Russians out
of
those bases.
Just go say it.
We deal with the terrorists, and so does Israel. Kinetically, as needed.
And this is
as
the window,
Dan. As far as HTS is concerned,
right.
to the extent that they're in charge, it's a bit of a balkanized situation in Syria. You've got the Syrian Democratic Forces. Those are our Kurdish allies who've got like 50,000 ISIS terrorists locked up in prison. We've got to support them. We do have to engage with HTS. But again, I just think this is an opportunity for us to eliminate Iranian and Russian nefarious influence in Syria. That's got to be a key national security goal, that, chemical weapons, and terrorism, the three things that matter.
Israel's taking the chemical weapons out, it seems,
and they're
blowing up all their military assets, it seems. I just want to make sure the Russians lose here. And you were telling me that the Russians put a lot of their weaponry to the Houthis through their port in Syria. And if we could cut that off, that helps too.
Absolutely. All of these things are intertwined. And what this requires from us, again, is diplomatic engagement. So over to Secretary of State designate Marco Rubio. You know, this is going to be a challenge for him. And we can do all sorts of things at the same time. We can handle China. We can handle the Middle East. They're all interconnected. If we increase our influence and leverage in the Middle East, that's bad for China and bad mm-hmm. for Russia. And that's good for our national security and good for our economy.
Wow, a lot going on. And even for a guy like you who's seen it all, this is very intriguing stuff. We can't get it wrong. This is a key moment. Daniel Hoffman, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. When we come back, your calls, bottom of the hour, we'll talk a little Christmas. And then we do a simulcast with Varney & Company. Busy day. So glad you're here.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. He shot his son and waited 17 hours to call police. Michael C. Howard is an attorney in Houston, Texas, and says he shot his adult son who has Down syndrome after mistaking him for an intruder. The local sheriff says the 68-year-old didn't call the sheriff's office till about 17 hours later after he had used a tractor backhoe to take his son's body 2 miles away to a remote area on his property, placed the body in a wood trash pile, and cremated him. Howard told investigators that the whole thing was a horrible accident and that he cremated his son, quote, in accordance with what his son would have wanted. 2 days before the shooting, authorities responded to a call Howard made in which he reported the theft of some property. Howard is being held in county jail on bonds totaling $20 million after being charged with murder and tampering with evidence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Visit House Hall for Health. Research into the life and death of one of the world's rarest species of whales could lead to scientific discoveries to benefit human life. Scientists and culture experts at New Zealand's Department of Conservation set to examine a spade-toothed whale. It washed up on a New Zealand beach in July. Next to nothing is known about the rare species. It's never been seen alive at sea. Joy Reidenberg is with the Mount Sinai Icon School of Medicine.
This animal is probably about as extreme as you can get. And what we are interested in is not only how these animals died, but how they lived. And in discovering how they lived, we are hoping to find discoveries that we can apply back to the human condition. Because there are some diseases that mimic these extreme environments. And if we can see how these whales survive in places we cannot, we might be able to treat some of those diseases.
Only 7 of this kind of whale have ever been spotted, and all were dead. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, HTS, or Takfiris, which are, you know, genocidal terrorist organization declaring apostasy on non-Sunni extremists, according to Iran. Russia described them basically as just another shade of ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Now, all of a sudden, they're the armed opposition, or just the opposition, or the de facto government in Damascus. Russia, according to Bloomberg, is already in intense talks with HTS about allowing them to maintain a military presence in their air base in Latakia and their naval port, which is very important, in Tartus, the only warm water port the Russians have got. The air base is important to Russians because it's a logistical hub for their operations in Africa. So it's kind of extraordinary. Russia has spent a decade bombing these guys in Idlib. From the air base, they are now negotiating with these quote-unquote terrorists to allow them to keep. So things are moving so quickly that I think even propagandists working for Russian state media or Iranian state media cannot keep up with the new talking points.
I wish we would just stand by and let them talk and get through it. Russia has no ethics and values, and terrorists by definition don't. I just hope they just say, no, I want you out. You've killed more of my family. You've killed my people. You've indiscriminately bombed and supplied Assad with his and his henchmen with the torture materials needed. So to me, that was Michael Weiss, editor of The Insider, giving some great information about what's really happening. Got to stop those intense negotiations. We got to step in and do something. Blinken's got to do something proactive, or maybe Marco Rubio give a call. I know that Adam Bowler is working on the hostages. He's over there now, met with Netanyahu. I hope he makes his way over and finds some contacts with this HTS, because I know he's valued and respected in the region. Adam's a good friend of our show, and he also had a lot to do with the success of the Abraham Accords. Hold on tight. When we come back, Michael O'Hare. We're going to go over the different places of different Christmas movies and locations, especially on Fox Nation.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. Welcome as we get closer and closer to Christmas. There's a couple of things. There's so much going on. But the one thing that struck us, and it's one of the big three today, is just the different tone in which the media is covering Trump. Even now, when Trump weighs in, Elon Musk weighs in and blows up this this interim spending deal, instead of just saying Donald Trump's a horrible person, doesn't know what he's doing, and he's cutting the knees out of his own party, they're doing analysis more than ever. And this new fair way of dealing with Trump for now is something that I think is very noteworthy, especially some of his victories. In case you do not know, Fannie Willis has been pulled off the case. Remember the Georgia case saying that he was trying to manipulate the outcome of an election in that state in 2020? She's out. The only case that's in the hyperspace now is the one in New York. So he's done with that. That's a victory. And he also got another major victory. ABC acquiesced and paid out Trump $15 million for defamation when they said he wrongly called him a rapist, which, by the way, calling him a rapist is wrong. And then we find out today one of the reasons they settled, Stephanopoulos was warned by multiple people not to call the former president a rapist, and he did twice. They knew they were going to go down, and that's why they cut the deal. Adam Gullett joins us now, GOP strategist and president of Accuracy in Media. Adam, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
See you on the channel, man. You have a lot of energy.
You're very kind. You need it when you're getting chased by radicals who want to kill you all the time.
Right, because you chased them to begin with.
But
they might chase
fair.
You back.
That's fair.
But one of the things, have you noticed the difference in tone?
Absolutely, but it's a tricky environment. Of course they're going to be nice to him now because they know their audience is going to be low for the next few months till things ramp up again. So they use this as their opportunity to show, no, we're actual journalists. We're just doing our job, when no one's actually listening to them anyway.
Do you believe that maybe they got a wake-up call when the American people gave them the popular vote, every battleground state? They tried to indict him and everything that we've already been through. Do you think they might have sat there when the doors closed and the music is gone and they know they're not being followed or text and said, we got this wrong?
Call me a cynic. I would love to believe that. Nothing would be better than to believe that we now have mainstream media that tells stories down the middle, that analyzes facts and reports the information. That's not what we have. It's an echo chamber, it's a fragmented media landscape, and they only get ratings and readers by telling their audiences what they want to hear. So pretty quickly, when things ramp up in the new year, I think you're going to unfortunately see that end.
Right. The President of the United States seems different, doesn't he?
Definitely, definitely.
President-elect.
Yes, correct.
In what way do you pick up on it? In what way do you think?
Well, I think he seems more measured than he did 8 years ago. His appointees are far better than what we saw 8 years ago. He's kind of more relaxed. I think he's in control of himself a bit better. You know, for so long, I think we've all felt like the greatest enemy he had was himself. It was only he who could stop him, which happened from time to time. And I think to a degree, he's learned from that. And the cabinet appointees are, I think, a reflection of it.
So I also think, comparing him to the person we had. He was supposed to bring normalcy back. He disappeared. We know physically he deteriorated. We know he was in denial about it, but he was not accessible. And I thought Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC, of all places, said this on a podcast about the difference. Listen.
The day after Donald Trump had that crazy rally at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Garbage. I rolled the dice. And I called him on the phone. And he answered! Obviously, he said no. But my point is,
yeah.
I was able to get to him by dialing his phone. If I were to want to connect
right.
with VP Harris or President Biden, there's 50 people mm-hmm. between me and that. I could write a note that maybe could get to somebody then through Pony Express and a pigeon, yeah. something
so,
might end so up in a mailbox.
He's pointing out the difference. On an MSNBC primetime anchor. It's true, isn't it? The accessibility was totally underappreciated.
Well, it's not just that Trump is accessible, which he is. He'll talk to anybody at any point, at any place, for any length of time, usually long. But it's also the contrast from the other side. They've employed the Chuck Schumer playbook for years now, where you hide the candidate and you hide the candidate's views because maybe people won't like them. Well, what the heck does that say about your candidates and about your candidates' views? That you don't want them to hold press conferences, that you don't want them to be accessible, that you only want pre-scripted performances rather than actually having press conferences and answering questions. It's the widest contrast you could probably have between the two parties.
Yeah, and I think so, too. And now I think maybe they appreciate that he won, and we'll see how long that lasts. But you see what happened to the ratings. I mean, CNN has never been lower, historically low, and they're for sale. MSNBC for sale, and they've basically been cut in half. And I don't think it's because Democratic Republican. I just think the American people left them behind. What is your take on that?
Well, I think MSNBC is going to rebound. As soon as Trump actually is enacting legislation, their viewers are going to be fired up. They're going to want to hear what terrible things are happening, and they're going to come back. CNN is in deep trouble. They're getting beaten by the Food Network. They got less viewers than my bar mitzvah because they tried to go to the middle at times, which is great. But they don't have any credibility to do that. They spent decades mocking us, decades pushing one point of view. So now, at the last minute, they realize all the left-wing viewers are at MSNBC. They have nowhere to go, and no one trusts them.
So I want you to hear what Van Jones said, and I can think you can appreciate his insight, especially here.
Everybody keeps – I mean, the problem is you have a framework in your mind that how can Donald Trump? Guys, can we cut it out? Donald Trump – is not an idiot. Donald Trump, let me just be very clear. Donald Trump is smarter than me, you, and yep. all critics. You know how I know? Because he has the White House, the Senate, the House.
Totally agree.
Court, the popular vote. This dude is a phenomenon. He is the most powerful human on Earth and in our lifetime. And we're still saying, well, how is this guy? We look like idiots.
I mean, it sounds like you. I mean, it did something like you would be your analysis, I mean, of him. What is your take on that? He said that on CNN.
That right there is why CNN and the left don't have any viewers right now, because the left-wing audience doesn't want to hear that. They don't like the reality. So why tune in? Why read a story that's going to reinforce a reality that you do not like? They generally, on those networks, deliver fan fiction. They tell people what they want to hear, whether or not it's true. But when that's the reality, who the heck is tuning in and reading all they can about it? When they hear Trump is getting indicted or he's going to get defeated or something like that, yeah, then they're going to get the viewers. But when your own guy, Van Jones, says you're lost and the opponent's better than us, who wants to hear the news?
Is he right?
Unquestionably, he's far smarter, far wiser tactically and politically than anybody ever gave him credit for. And what truly astounded me is the turnaround he did from 4 years ago, where 4 years ago he underperformed relative to other Republicans on the ballot. This time, he dramatically overperformed Republicans on the ballot. Usually, the more people are in office, the more people are sick of him. You know, Reagan, even in his second term, wasn't able to enact a ton of legislation. But here Trump is, 9 years on, more popular than ever. It's astounding.
Yeah, it is. And I think J.D. Vance has been really strong, much better than I thought. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like Vance. You know, I think the importance of vice presidents is overstated, but he's certainly a smart, articulate guy. And it's notable, of course, that he was one of the few Trump nominees who succeeded and did really well in a state-based election in the midterms.
So when you see Speaker Johnson get blown up by Elon Musk and Donald Trump, Adam, what do you think that means for how we can expect over the next 4 years?
It's way too early to say. You know, let's remember that Trump dramatically increased federal spending even before the pandemic. So when they talk about how they want to cut spending, I love hearing it, but I'll believe it when I see it. Now, today, of course, Rand Paul floated the idea of Elon Musk as House Speaker, because the House could choose their own speaker. It doesn't need to be a member. Some outsider like that would be a real breath of fresh air and would say to me that maybe they're serious about it. That said, they've already claimed they won't cut entitlements, they won't cut Social Security, so there's no real great way for them to actually cut spending. If they could slow the increase, I'll smile.
The one thing that I thought that they could do is what he does best at his companies, and that is streamline it, make it more efficient. So you go, okay, Adam, you're going to get Social Security, but I deliver to you cheaper with less people more efficiently, and I put people on deadlines and incentives, even within the civil union structure. I think that is where they can do it. They see weakness in every one of his own companies, some public, some private, and he's able to attack those weaknesses. And that's why he goes on the manufacturing floor and he just stares and he thinks, how do I fix Tesla? How do I fix this brain chip thing, this tunnel program, this boring company that I have? It's not boring, but they bore down into the earth. How do we fix SpaceX, Starlink? That's where I think he can come in. Don't touch my benefits, but the way I get it is with less manpower and cheaper.
I love hearing that stuff. Whenever I hear those quotes, I'm reminded of Goldwater saying, I have no interest in streamlining government or in making it more efficient, for I mean to reduce its size. You know, the challenge often with business people coming into government is that government has totally different mechanisms running it than a private business. You can't just go and wholesale fire a ton of employees from the government, much as we would like, much as we deserve. So it becomes incredibly challenging for business people when they get in there, but I'm very confident that if anybody could do it, it's Musk.
If I watch you online, I see a lot of your man on the street stuff, confronting these anti-Semitic behaviors, anti-Israel activists. Where does that come from?
Well, we are terrified of the influence DEI is having on our society. We have a team of hidden camera investigative journalists, and we've investigated literally hundreds of school districts across the country. I've been in over 250 school districts across the country, wow, which is a lot when I don't have kids, investigating DEI in states where it's banned. And in red states, in Fort Worth, Texas, and in Florida, they're pushing this DEI garbage that fuels the anti-Semitism we see in higher ed.
Give me an example.
So, Fort Worth ISD is one of 20 school districts in Fort Worth, and they have a dozen full-time, non-classroom members of their equity team. What are those people doing if not pushing this oppressed garbage into the minds of children all day long?
When you see it disappear from Walmart, and you hear it's leaving Disney now, they're pushing back on this transgender character, what's getting them out, why'd they put him in, is crazy. It's another conversation. Are you happy with the way it's trending, or are you worried that this is just symbolic and window dressing?
A little from column A, a little from column B, because when you go to states where this stuff is banned and you find it still happening, it makes you a bit of a skeptic, but at least some of the districts we go to have had to change things. We've been to a half dozen states now where DEI is banned from higher ed. Good thing you're sitting down. We found these people bragging to us about how they break the law. Similarly, we meet with woke...
with hidden camera work.
Exactly. And we meet with woke contractors from the Department of Defense who tell us how, yeah, these private businesses, some of them claim they get rid of DEI, but they actually don't. The Defense Department claims they make these reforms regarding DEI, but they actually don't.
So, yeah, you just wonder if the American public's going to rise up. Do you believe the trends towards private schools, school choice, is the answer?
I think it's the most transformative thing we're going to see in our lifetime for so many reasons. Obviously, kids will get educated instead of indoctrinated. But what's even greater, let's remember that these schools largely exist to funnel money from the taxpayers to big government left-wing candidates. Whether or not kids get educated, and they often don't, every 2 weeks the teachers get paid. A portion goes to the unions, and every election that goes to big government candidates.
So what did you learn being at Veritas?
The power of hidden camera investigative journalism. Moral outrage is the most powerful force in all of politics. Nothing elicits it better than hidden camera investigative journalism. I love that cops wear body cams. I wish politicians wore body cams. The next best thing is hidden camera investigative journalism.
And you're going to continue it?
Oh, heck yeah. We have a great team literally in the field today.
What have you discovered about where anti-Semitism is coming from? Well, it emerged for me. Came out of nowhere. Did I think it was in pockets? Sure. It's just like there's anti-everything, anti-Fox, whatever you want. But I never thought it existed in America like this. I never thought we'd see it in the Netherlands. What did you discover?
Well, you know, what's terrifying to see is that it gets pushed in red states. And then we, of course, investigated the encampments on college campuses this spring and discovered that most of the people were outside agitators. And our hidden camera journalist in Los Angeles discovered that the Revolutionary Communist Party was organizing the encampment at UCLA. So when we say these people are Marxists, it sounds like hyperbole. It sounds silly when you call them communists. It's literally the Revolutionary Communist Party. These are anti-Westerners.
What do you think happens to that sentiment when Trump takes over?
Well, they're obviously going to be incredibly fired up. I'm worried about violence in a variety of ways. Obviously, the inauguration is going to be a dangerous day for many people, unfortunately, to be in D.C. But we'll keep investigating them, yeah, and we'll keep exposing them.
If they thought Biden was too pro-Israel, are they familiar with what Donald Trump's record is?
By the time Donald Trump takes office, Israel might have wiped out all of their enemies at the rate that they're going. It's amazing. But we need to get rid of them in higher education. Columbia University, the most anti-Semitic university in America, gets $1 billion from the federal government annually. That's some waste you can cut.
And out of my hunch, one of the biggest stories in modern politics is going to be the 4-year cover-up of the diminishment of Joe Biden and what he actually was doing and not doing behind the scenes. We're beginning to get that, the Wall Street Journal today, the New York Times on Monday. Where do you think that story is going?
Well, you know,
how bad do you think it was?
We saw the debate. We all did. And I was one of the people who consistently said Biden's not as bad as you're claiming. Whenever you see him actually speak, he's not that bad. He's always been somebody who's been gaffe prone. But by that final year, that's truly terrifying. And I'm sure China and everybody was watching that debate thinking, oh, man, we can get away with it, with whatever the heck we want. Who's at the wheel at the United States?
I'm worried about the next 20 days.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 days.
Yeah.
Where we're going.
Well, that's why I think most leaders are already treating Trump as if he's the president.
Right. And you think a year from now, well, they'll be back to normal. Trump is a vulgarian. He's irresponsible. He doesn't think things out. He's not worthy. You think we're going to go back to that same 2017 mantra?
If they desire to have ratings at MSNBC, they've got to tell their audience stories that their audience wants to hear. And they don't want to endlessly hear how smart Trump is and how he beat us.
All right, Adam, thanks so much. Where do we find you? Where do we find you online?
Sure. Our website is aim.org. We're active on every social media platform. We've got a lot of investigations coming out in January.
Man, you certainly have the energy. Adam, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Back in a moment.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Cash back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Football season is in full swing, but are you making your picks with Sleeper? Just pick more or less than at least two player stats, and you can win up to 100 times your money. For a limited time, Sleeper has a special offer. New users just have to play $5, and they'll receive $55 in free bonus entries. Just download the Sleeper app today and use code Monday, and you'll get $55 in free bonus entries when you play $5. That's code Monday. Must be at least 18 years old in most states and present in state where it is legal to wager. Promo code location and other restrictions apply. Minimum deposit $25. See terms of use for details at Sleeper.com. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Ms. Boone, court sentences you to life.
That from an Orlando courtroom Monday after Sarah Boone was convicted last month for the 2020 killing of her boyfriend, George Torres. Boone made headlines when Torres died of suffocation after she zipped him into a suitcase, leaving him to die during a drunken game of hide and seek. Boone originally claimed that she fell asleep, thinking Torres could get out on his own, and only when she woke up did she go looking for him and found him dead. However, authorities found cell phone videos showing Torres yelling from inside the suitcase that he couldn't breathe and calling out her name for help. During sentencing, Boone argued that she was a victim of domestic violence at Torres' hands and fell in love with a monster, but did apologize.
Forgive me, George. Forgive me, Torres family. Forgive me, Judge Kranick. To the entire planet, please forgive me.
There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. December is Global Health Engagement Month, an important priority for the military health system, which says the month highlights several things they focus on: expanding medical readiness, improving the health and safety of warfighters, building trust and deepening professional medical relationships around the world, also advancing U.S. national security objectives. The Department of Defense says global health engagement efforts also address other DOD and U.S. government priorities, like enhancing interoperability by helping partner nations build health capacity, combating global health threats like emerging infectious disease and antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and supporting humanitarian assistance and disaster relief initiatives. The military health system says the global reach of the U.S. military means service members are affected by public health issues around the world, and proactive engagement is needed to help keep forces medically ready and protected from global health threats. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is not what America wants. November 5th was a decisive defeat for the Democratic Party. She lost every single swing state. It wasn't a squeaker like it was in 2016. This is a resounding defeat. And right now, Kamala Harris is indulging in delusions of running for governor of California, possibly in 2026, or even president again in 2028. America has said this is not what, we don't want to be coconut pilled. We do not want Kamala Harris. We don't want failed border policies.
Yet you saw Kamala Harris speak this week about her big comeback. She was a leader, keep fighting all this stuff. And that was Linda Lee, a Democratic strategist, leader, and doesn't want her. Of course you shouldn't want her. She's got no talent, doesn't study, can't work, can't organize. Of course you don't want her. I don't even know what does she, I didn't want her legal advice, let alone political advice, let alone be a leader of anything that I was a part of. But California, that's up to you guys to straighten that out. I don't know if you're going to. But in terms of the Democratic Party, this is the first test, because we're watching Akeem Jeffries step up And he's saying that that was a good border deal. That was a good deal that we had as CR. We signed off on it. There were things for me and things for them. And now we have to start for zero. And they want to paint the Republicans as a chaotic caucus. Problem is they already won. They wanted to make them unelectable and might let them the House seem like a place that can't be run by Kevin McCarthy or just Speaker Johnson, run by extremists like Matt Gaetz. But they won. They still have the majority, a slim one. And they won the Senate and they won the White House. So I don't think they really know what hit them. And they don't. They also know for a few more weeks the Republicans don't have nearly the leverage they'll eventually have. So I don't know how this ends. I know this. I want to see everybody in person coming up on February 15th at the Florida Theater in Jacksonville, especially WOKV listeners. You're right in the area. We've got 1,000 seats there. It's the biggest venue we usually have. But we're getting a ton of sales, VIP opportunities. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. I get to see you in person. I'll meet everybody before the show that goes for the meet and greet and then be able to sign and take pictures after. Thanks so much for listening. Keep it here. Don't forget One Nation Saturday night. That is coming up at 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
For eligible individuals 18 and over with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See JabraEnhance.com for details and important safety information.
Hello, I'm Dr. Harvey Abrams, head of research audiology at Jabra Enhance. Did you know there's a connection between untreated hearing loss and chronic conditions like cognitive decline and dementia? The good news is hearing aids can actually reduce these risks and help you stay connected. Today, I'm excited to tell you about my favorite hearing aids, the game-changing Jabra Enhance Select 500. Jabra Enhance offers an affordable solution for most common hearing problems with our best ever speech enhancing capabilities for a mighty sound in a micro-sized package. Plus, with Jabra Enhance's premium package, you get 3 years of continuous remote care provided by licensed hearing healthcare professionals. No waiting rooms or long commutes. It's as easy as video chatting with a friend. Because at Jabra Enhance, our job is to help you hear and be heard.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports on that Christmas market attack in Germany that killed at least five people.
Saxony-Anhalt Governor Rainer Haseloff also said that more than 200 people in total have been injured, many seriously, when a Saudi doctor intentionally drove a black BMW into the market on Friday evening. The man, who was detained, has lived in Germany for nearly two decades, practicing medicine. Several German media outlets identified him as Taleb A. Describing himself as a former Muslim, he shared dozens of posts daily focusing on anti-Islam themes. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The military says two U.S. Navy pilots have been shot down over the Red Sea in an apparent friendly fire incident. Both pilots recovered alive, with one suffering minor injuries in the incident Sunday. The incident came as the U.S. military conducted airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels, though the U.S. military central command did not elaborate on what their mission was at the time. Also at townhall.com, Tesla is recalling 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with a warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system.
Here's the problem. The tire pressure monitoring system warning light may not stay lit up between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. If your tires aren't properly inflated, you could be at a higher risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall includes some Model 3s, from 2017 through 2025, some Model Ys from 2020 through 2025, and some Cybertrucks from 2024. Tesla says it's got a free software update to fix the problem. I'm Rita Foley.
One of baseball's all-time greats has died. Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson was just 65 years old. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Environmentalists are trying to force the feds to release images of dead orca whales and other marine mammals entangled in commercial fishing nets off the West Coast.
Activists filed suit in Alaska and California after the government allegedly failed to honor multiple Freedom of Information Act requests. The Washington-based conservation group Oceana seeks the images as part of a campaign to raise public awareness about the harmful effects of trawl fishing in federally managed waters. The group has long complained for tighter controls on such fishing, which involves large boats dragging massive nets on or near the ocean floor. Rich Thomason reporting.
California regulators have approved a controversial proposal to delay the closure of the Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Facility, the site of the nation's largest known methane leak. That incident forced thousands of families from their Los Angeles homes in 2015. More news and analysis at townhall.com. An inflation gauge that is closely watched by the Federal Reserve barely rose last month, and a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices also ticked up just 0.1% after 2 months of outsized 0.3% gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just 2 times in 2025, down from 4 in their previous estimate.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks employees are on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or to meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden. Samson Williams.
Burt Ward. Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good Eisner. A lovely and chatty interview. Conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. He comes here from Midtown Manhattan, where it is packed with people visiting or New Yorkers just wanting to walk around We got Archery on 48th and 6th. We got Rockefeller Plaza diagonally across, and all these restaurants. I was talking to a couple of restaurateurs over the last 2 days, and they said it is so busy. But the one thing that's different this year is competition, because so many opened up. Now, considering where we were a few years ago, that's pretty significant, because for a while you couldn't even get a restaurant. You were in a restaurant. The ones that were able to survive on money, then they'd be worried about paying people. The up minimum wage, it made it not plausible, feasible to stay in power, to stay in business, I should say, and things has changed. On the national scope, keep in mind, there's something that's going to affect the market today. The Federal Reserve Board Chair, Jerome Powell, will hold a news conference after the Federal Open Market Committee meeting, and they'll find out what's going to happen with rates. That's going to be significant. Already this morning, they had the new House Committee on the Border met and talked about a strategy from day one when Donald Trump takes over. It's too bad we got to wait till January 20th to keep these criminals out and seal up the border. But not only are they not sealing the border, they're selling off the fence, the wall. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Good morning. Oh. Remember the context in which you exist. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, they told her not to laugh when she was running for office. Now you know why. Dems divide. Kamala gets an incoherent, gives an incoherent state of her party speech. And the old guard is still blocking the new guard, like AOC, from getting any substantial committee assignments. And bitterness of Joe Biden is directed at the broken hip wonder, the former Speaker Pelosi.
Number two.
He should fire his lawyer, the one that petitioned the FDA to get rid of the polio vaccine. He should call his lawyer up and say, look, man, stop dipping into your ketamine stash. Polio vaccine has saved hundreds and hundreds of millions of lives in the world.
Trump transition. You saw Senator Kennedy talking about Senator Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy Jr., highlighted by massive acceptance and optimism as the new team of nominees impress on the Capitol Hill, while Congress scrambles to avoid a shutdown but might hand off a hand grenade to the new president in March.
Number one.
I had a discussion with an individual from the White House, and that person basically told me that, hey, once these immigrants get across the border, that's all we really care about. And to me, that's a problem.
That is Todd Chamberlain, police chief of Aurora, Colorado. Worse by the day. Biden's border policies have made big cities and small towns more dangerous, more terrifying. And we have case in point of what happened yesterday. The kidnapping, the torture, and eventually the release by a transnational gang in Aurora, a place that they told us that was being over-exaggerated by President Trump in order to underline illegal immigration in America. I'm not kidding. Let me give you an idea of what happened. 14 suspects and 204 sets suspected TEA members, that notorious Venezuelan gang in two Hondurans, were arrested yesterday after it looks like they were identified as a group that captured, kidnapped, and tortured in a nearby room at that apartment complex. They told us was no big deal when it was taken a short time ago in Aurora. And they were able to get out only because they promised not to tell the cops. They lied. Within 30 minutes, they told the cops, and the arrest began. And the police chief said we had to go into an armed apartment invasion and go get these guys and pull them out. They don't even belong here. Here's Todd Chamberlain talking about what they found and why they're in this position now. Cut one.
I had a discussion with an individual from the White House, and that occurred back on September the 23rd, I believe. And that person basically told me that, hey, once these immigrants get across the border, that's all we really care about. And to me, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem, big time. Because in September, you needed some help. And you needed federal government's help. And at least you have to underline the issue and alert the Border Patrol about the people that are getting through, what they look like, what they say when they're interrogated, when they're actually arrested. And it could help pick them up across the country. Do you know this Venezuelan gang has significant representation in 20 states? Do you know that 56% of the entire illegal immigrant population is located in sanctuary states, sanctuary cities? That's 8 million people. You know, they know exactly where to go not to get kicked out. Here's more from the police chief. Cut two.
We have individuals that come to a country, they get dropped off into a community, they have absolutely no infrastructure, they have absolutely no support, they have absolutely no guidance from the federal government about what to do, how to live, how to survive. And this is the ramifications of that activity. This is the ramifications of not monitoring what's occurring, how it's occurring, and who it is occurring to. And so, Aurora, we are now in the process, as many other cities throughout this nation, of trying to pick up the pieces of an incredibly bad system that was in place.
You know, I know this police chief just got hired, but, you know, he said he had conversations in September. You know, Trump was out on a limb, J.D. Vance was out on a limb, and others were saying, look what's going on in Aurora. We were able to get the tape and a councilwoman, Democrat, to speak up and shout out that Aurora is falling like Denver. And this is a problem. And then when Trump went there, you're making too much of a problem because you want to get elected. It's not a big problem in Colorado. The mayor there, way to the left, says, oh, we got this. I'm going to protect my illegal immigrants. Why are you protecting criminals? To have an ICE agent come up and empty your prisons of illegals is a gift. They're no longer your responsibility. And I wish this guy, Todd Chamberlain, would have spoken out, whatever position he had in Aurora, and said, I had a conversation with the White House, and they say basically you're on your own. Because it would have forced Joe Biden, Kamala Harris to answer. And then we would have found out what they stood for. So J.D. Vance was on ABC. And just to go show you how detached experienced reporters are, that Donald Trump might be actually telling the truth, that illegal immigration might be a problem. I bring you back to October 13th. Cut six.
President Trump was actually in Aurora, Colorado, talking to people on the ground. And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border?
I mean, can you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself is the one of the lines that stands out with me. And I said at the time, and you probably did too, that I'll remember. It's almost as if you're in two universes, parallel universes. You're not talking to a local reporter, 23 years old, who has a point of view. You're talking to someone probably in her 60s that covers international conflicts, has the respect of a lot of Pentagon reporters, Pentagon and warfighters in Martha Raddatz. But she's so deranged in her anti-Trumpism, she actually thinks that everything they say is exaggerated and that Joe Biden's border is fine and the Republicans just trying to make hay of it because they don't like Hispanic people. That's the old mantra. I hope by now that somehow these reporters will just try treating him fairly and say, my goodness, did you see that video of an Aurora, Colorado middle-class apartment complex being taken over by Venezuelan gangs? Why is that not where you start this conversation and then talk about how you control it, who let them in, what were the status that they portrayed themselves as, and how do you get them out? Could Donald Trump get them out? Should have been the conversation. How would he do it? That would have been a good conversation instead of what's the big deal? It's only one apartment complex. I have to stop you there. It's absolutely insane. And what about that Governor Jared Polis? This is You're now disqualified for running for president because when you had a problem in your own state, you played politics. You didn't care about your own people. Instead of using the attention that was coming on Denver and Aurora, you decided to deny there was a problem. So that hurt the people that put you in office so you could help yourself get in good graces with your party. How bad is it? How about Utah? Quote, from the Salt Lake City Council District 2 candidate to the New York Post. This is how bad it is with this Venezuelan gang. Our law enforcement people are not ready. They are not ready yet to face these kind of gangs in Utah because the way that they do things is totally different than the criminals here in the United States. That's why people right now are very afraid and they don't want these kinds of people in the United States. So I'm not talking about New York and Chicago where a lot of people listen to the show and say, well, that's why I don't live there. Okay? Chicago and New York are a mess with illegal immigrants, awash with illegal immigrants. But I'm talking about Salt Lake County in Utah. I'm talking about Aurora, Colorado. I'm talking about Springfield, Ohio. President can't get there quick enough. Also, I love that Bill Hagerty's doing this. Bill Hagerty is moving to block the feds, the federal government from disposing of the border wall materials amid the auction backlash. This clown in the White House, who will go down as one of the worst presidents we will ever experience, I hope, goes out and is selling on pennies on the dollars, giving up our fence, the wall that we paid for. You did, everybody did, whether you voted for Trump or not, that's laying in the desert on pennies of the dollars going to auction houses. Some of it's been destroyed. Some of it's been sold. I want what's left to go up. Hagerty says he's introducing legislation to prohibit the use of federal funds to deconstruct, dismantle, or otherwise render inoperable any segment of the physical barrier. So you know what he's saying? I know you're wrecking it and then selling it as scrap. So stop wrecking it. And we'll pass this legislation now. You understand? You might be Senator Adam Schiff. But if you have any sense of fiscal responsibility, if you believe in the electoral process, which they told us it is, the new guy coming in is going to use the wall. If you get rid of this wall, we're going to have to pay for a wall that's more expensive now thanks to the inflation that your party saddled us with. We move on. Transition. RFK, thought to be one of the most controversial. Kansas Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said this about RFK Jr. Cut 8.
RFK Jr. has also spoke about food safety issues, which I care a lot about. I sit on the agriculture committee testing food, particularly food that goes into our school systems. We do very little food testing. A very small percentage of food that comes into this country is tested. And so I appreciate some of his views there. I also appreciate some of his views on clean air and clean water. So I think there's a great deal of issues where we may find common ground on with Mr. Kennedy, and I look forward to exploring those before I decide how I'm going to vote.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard for just a Democrat knowing that you have 53 votes for Republicans. You have to vote against every Republican. I mean, Marco Rubio is supposed to get about 90 votes. He's very popular on both sides. They know he's dead serious about foreign policy. So I think he'll do good. But the ones that are so-called controversial, Tulsi, Pete Hegseth, RFK Jr., I'll just mention Cash Patel, whatever. I don't think they're that controversial, but let's say they are. Just listen to them. And if you're a Democrat, just know you used to love him 6 months ago, 8 months ago, until he was boxed out of running for president. Guy that's critical, Republican, Senator John Kennedy, cut 16.
I walk into my meeting with Mr. Kennedy with an open mind. I can tell you this. I have reached one conclusion. He should fire his lawyer, the one that petitioned the FDA to get rid of the polio vaccine. He should call him up, and say, look, man, stop dipping into your ketamine stash. The polio vaccine has saved hundreds and hundreds of millions of lives in the world. His lawyer didn't want to just study the vaccine. He wanted to get rid of the polio vaccine. That's bone deep down to the marrow stupid, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. Getting rid of it, you know, it's without examining it. I want to go over the ingredients in vaccines. I want to talk about the mandate. Are kids getting way too much, way too early? Can we spread it out? Why do doctors feel so vigilant and angry when you say to him or her, yeah, I don't think I want that. All of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. You can't get into public school. Is that the way we should be approaching things? I want to hear that argument. I want to find out what's in our food. I want to hear the argument. I'm telling you right now, if we have a noon hearing, House hearing, on the FDA and what's in our food, ratings will be through the roof. Everybody I know talks about this because it's hard enough to eat good when you feel like you're eating good and eating the right stuff. And then you find out still the stuff that's sprayed on your vegetables, the stuff that's in the cereal that you thought was healthy, that you're not subscribing to. You're buying it. You don't know all this other stuff are in there to preserve it, to make it last longer. So you have to rationalize all this extra stuff. He's going to make you do that. At the same time, I think if he goes out there and says polio overrated, no big deal. To Mitch McConnell, who had polio as a kid, barely holding on now, that's an issue. But I don't think he will. And I think he can defend himself well. I mean, he doesn't speak well, but he can think well. And he's articulate. And he'll be able to go to bat.
And lastly, where do the Democrats go from here? When we come back, I'm going to go over some of that, and then we're going to welcome in Emily Campagno. She's getting set to host Outnumbered in 90 Minutes. She also has a book out called Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. You are listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's The Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. He shot his son and waited 17 hours to call police. Michael C. Howard is an attorney in Houston, Texas, and says he shot his adult son who has Down syndrome after mistaking him for an intruder. The local sheriff says the 68-year-old didn't call the sheriff's office till about 17 hours later after he had used a tractor backhoe to take his son's body 2 miles away to a remote area on his property, placed the body in a wood trash pile, and cremated him. Howard told investigators that the whole thing was a horrible accident and that he cremated his son, quote, in accordance with what his son would have wanted. 2 days before the shooting, authorities responded to a call Howard made in which he reported the theft of some property. Howard is being held in county jail on bonds totaling $20 million after being charged with murder and tampering with evidence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Turns out you can get a lot more than just a good read at your local library. A growing number of these public facilities are extending their services to provide care for their communities, many offering wellness programs. Those include mobile clinics, free mental health workshops, workout classes, food pantries, and more. It can be especially helpful for more rural areas with a lack of these resources, which can force some residents to drive miles for certain care. Some libraries are even partnering with other agencies to extend their services. Advocates say libraries are the perfect centers to help bridge gaps in healthcare, citing how they can reach diverse groups and don't require insurance or ID for folks to benefit from these amenities. Many libraries have partnered with the American Heart Association Libraries with Heart program, which provides self-monitored blood pressure kits. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord, my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The caucus and the party made its decision. They made it their choice, and I respect the outcome of the results, and we're moving forward. We're moving forward, so I'm looking forward to it, and, you know, I ran the best race that I could.
I was very impressed with that. AOC goes down as ranking member of the Oversight Committee. Of the Oversight Committee, and she lost out to Jerry O'Connell, and he was he's 74 years old. He's got cancer treatment instead of a 34-year-old. And guess who pushed, made sure that she did not get it? Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she might as well just stay Speaker. What does Hakeem Jeffries even do? So she's got a broken hip. She goes overseas, and she's making sure certain people don't get chairmanships. So you make sure the 70 Club or the 80 Club continues, and you don't let new blood get in there. That's on them. Now, I think she's way to the left, but if you look at her, she got 84 votes, and she feels like she's in good stead should this guy move over or be up next. She wants to be less left-wing, more with the team, stop supporting primarying sitting congressmen and women. And maybe she'll do that, but where the party's going, I have no idea. And I don't think they have any idea either. I think they're really angry at each other. In fact, I just thought it was very interesting that Joe Biden decides to come out yesterday and say, I do not think sitting members of Congress should be allowed to make stock trades. You think? Did he ever think about bringing that up in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s? Now, then he went on to talk about how poor he was. I was always the poorest senator out there because I wasn't trading stock. But you know who that's a shot at? That's a shot at Nancy Pelosi, who's made millions off her stock trader. Certainly her husband has. She earned 65% return on all her trades in 2023. How do you do that? She traded nearly 4 million in stocks in 2023 with an estimated wealth of $250 million. Think about that for a second. How could that be allowed? Paul Pelosi made even more than that. The Pelosis make a ton of money. Imagine if you knew that Google was going to launch, if you knew everything about what was going to be happening with Apple. You knew all that. You could have invested. If you're Nancy Pelosi, the answer was, oh, thanks for telling me. I did invest.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Let the good times roll New Orleans style at the 2024 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Cover Me Bad that will leave you dancing in the street. Enjoy a delicious buffet like it's Fat Tuesday with cool swag and drink specials. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. VIP only $300 for a couple. It includes a one-night stay in our luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we are back, and Emily Campagnu has just walked into the building. She's getting set to host Outnumbered. Normally, she'd be in intense meetings right now, doing practice shows, getting set. People play the other four anchors during her rehearsal sessions, but she decided to put all that on hold to be on our show. And she also has some additional good news. Her book is out, doing great. It's called Under His Wings: How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops. Emily, welcome.
Thank
officially.
You. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
How's the book tour going?
It's amazing. You know, the book debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so honored. To me, it's a reflection of exactly where America is right now, which is thirsty for faith. And we are so grateful that we've sort of expended the shackles of the last administration, of the current administration. By the way, we still have a few weeks left, which really restrained people and really divorced faith from any presence socially and culturally and in the government here. And so I'm so grateful to be a messenger for these heroic stories of faith, for these warfighters for our country and warfighters in the Army of Christ.
Right. I mean, you have people that just go fresh off war, Iraq and Afghanistan, right?
Yep. And back through World War One, my own family stories of that, letters we've had from my relatives that served in abroad, every conflict is represented, every type of conflict, every branch, from chaplains to combat medics to nurses to the special operators that you've seen on the big screen and that you've read about. They are here in this book and so much more.
All right, so let's talk about war going on right now. In Ukraine, there was assassination in Russia of a Russian general who was behind the chemical weapons attack and detection. Uzbekistan guy was captured. They said he was hired by Ukrainian intelligence. Your thoughts about this?
That the stability of the world under Trump's future presidency cannot come fast enough, and that the emboldenment for this, you know, you could say, well, it's a win, it's a score. But at the same time, anything frightens me as a taxpaying American right now with the current commander-in-chief. Mm-hmm. So what I am praying for is that in all of these classified briefings and in all of these machinations of our government and the military, that President Trump is read in on all of them, because nothing scares me more than the current commander-in-chief.
Yeah, I don't think they have any control of Ukraine. That's one thing is pretty certain. But the slow walking of weapons really prolonged the pain.
But that's
the goddess's point. Just terrible decisions.
And I do think our influence was substantial. I think our hamstringing served to your point, prolong everything. And I think diplomacy matters, quite frankly, but not in the way that the current administration has postured it. Diplomacy matters in the way that President Trump has furthered, which is, we hear this often, peace through strength, but also through honesty. Right, through blunt honesty, and not the kind of backdoor dealings and the two-faced right. approach to our allies and to our enemies that this current administration held.
And Emily, you know what blows me away is people act like Russia's doing great, and they are making gains, but they have blown through maybe 700,000 troops dead or wounded off the battlefield. 700,000. 500 personnel carriers blown up. They can only make 200 a year. Their inflation's at 9%. They have to now tap into North Korean troops to force Ukraine out of Kursk in their country. So anyone who thinks this is going well for Russia isn't paying attention.
And keep in mind, too, this is against the backdrop of the Magnitsky Act, where we sought to punish those assets that were being hidden here in this country with those of nefarious intent. And to me, that illustrates, too, or I should say it really underscores, actually, the fact that Putin sees his people as collateral damage, as cannon fodder. And here in America, we see every single life with pride and with value, or at least this incoming administration does. So to your point, that just shows how expendable his own people are to him. That ruthlessness of that dictatorial person should really never be overstated.
So did you see any of Kamala Harris yesterday?
A little.
A little of her speech. Some of the clips I saw, absolutely terrible. I mean, doesn't understand a word she's saying as she says it. She let her laugh back, which, like it or not, it's terrible for her. It makes her look unserious. So here's a little of Kamala Harris trying to tell everyone, I'm still your leader. Cut 19.
This fight to keep the light of America's promise and to ensure it burns bright. Well, this fight now, it continues with you. You are its heirs. We are its heirs.
Do you know what that means?
I can't even. The problem is with her oversimplistic and sort of attempts at being this lofty orator, it falls flat because there's no substance behind it, right? This isn't a moment where she says something like that and it's backed up by details and specificity. The reality is she's one of the most unintelligent, unintellectual people in political power we've ever had. And I had to suffer her under her as a resident of San Francisco while she was district attorney, as a resident of California while she was attorney general. And the reality is she's been propped up her entire life from position to position without substance or experience to show for it. And all that is illustrated in these kind of speeches are like, lady, what are you talking about? And who wrote this? And this is exactly why you voted out. And yet again, to hammer this home, Kilmeade, she is our current vice president. This is who is currently second in command with the potential to be first in command. Again, how more frightening can you get? And how more clear can you get that the Democrat Party never had a deep bench? They never had one of substance. They propped up puppets the entire time to satisfy their virtue signaling needs at the expense, the collateral damage of the American people.
So on Pod Save America, they're trying to look at what Biden has done, what Harris was unable to do, and where they go from here. And they clearly are a rudderless ship.
Trump isn't president yet. A fact that's getting easier and easier to forget as Joe Biden seems to be disappearing from the public stage as his term comes to an end.
I guess what I'm more concerned about is less like, am I seeing Joe Biden enough? Maybe he's right that people don't want to hear from him. It's more like, do I feel confident right now that Joe Biden behind the scenes is thinking of every single way he can try to future-proof the White House? Do I think Joe Biden himself is like at command being thinking about this? Like right now, like I don't.
The big story today in the New York Times saying that Joe Biden by Peter Baker is getting older by the day, and that he's just running out of gas. He's shuffling slowly, and he looks old beyond his age, and his voice sounds weaker. No kidding. How long have we been saying this? He's not shuffling slower. He's been shuffling nonstop. They said it's hard to imagine he ever thought he could do another 4 years. Really? Didn't we say that from day one? What are they don't even acknowledge that they might have been wrong.
It was an exponential decay that we have seen, an exponential decline that we have been tracking. And the fact that now they gently touch on, yeah, it seems like it's days or a number. Get out of here. That's the whole issue that I've had this entire time, Kilmeade, is that there's been not only zero honesty with the mainstream media, but a blatant capitulation and a blatant apologist media to further. Again, that person was our commander in chief. People died under his watch, people that wore the uniform, and people that didn't.
Yeah, no, I hear you. This is also a time when they have an opportunity to step up and maybe do something. And you have an opportunity to not worry about, I'm stepping on Joe Biden's toes if I step up now. I'm stepping on Kamala Harris's next. I don't want to overshine her like Governor Shapiro. If you're Senator Fetterman, I don't think he'll ever run for president. But if you're Governor Shapiro, if you're Governor Beshear, if you have something to say and you're Gavin Newsom, and you think you got it, this is your time. And soon they're gonna close ranks around somebody.
That's true. And here's the thing. I see in the Democrat Party a two-way, choose your own adventure where there's a two bifurcated path. And one is the same lane that they have been on. It would be, i.e., a Gavin Newsom. Zero substance, horrific policy, all talk, and only a virtue signaler. And keep in mind, too, that here's a white male telling people of color that he can speak better for them, right? So it's all trash. On the other side, you have someone like Governor Shapiro, who is actually a man of substance, who's actually accomplished things, whose policies may differ from mine, whose interest in stewardship of financial money in terms of where, you know, where it goes in our government differs politically, but at least you know he's intelligent and that he's tried to make strides. He does, in fact, have service in his best interest, in the country's best interest. That's someone I can respect. So the Democrat Party can choose, and I hope they choose wisely, learning from the mandate that just occurred in this election and also from Americans' exhaustion by being wasted, their tax dollars and their lives being wasted at the behest of these woke virtue signaling box checking administration. By the way, it's really just a couple people in charge, right? It's the Pelosi's, it's Biden, but the machine before he, you know, became the crypt keeper. The reality is everything was being handled by these sort of octogenarians at the helm, telling everyone else how that party should run. And I hope to God there's a different leadership coming in too.
I mean, how much longer can they live? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Clyburn's in his 80s. Nancy Pelosi's breaking her hip in Luxembourg. You have, some of these people, they just never go away. And I saw the 34-year-old AOC lost out on a leadership position. You may not like her, but if I'm looking for a change of pace, a new generation, I wouldn't be turned to Jerry O'Connell of 74 years old. I want to change gears if I can. You love sports.
Yes.
Right?
So do you.
Yesterday, Charlie Baker was on Capitol Hill to talk about college gambling extensively. But then they asked him about transgenders in sports, like San Jose State with this volleyball player, the forfeits that took place. Nobody checked with him. These players said, it's not fair. I'm not playing. It's not this school. And they would just have to lose the game or San Jose State would finally be eliminated. So Charlie Baker runs the NCAA, former Republican governor of Massachusetts. Listen to this exchange with Josh Hawley, Cut 35.
Here, your guidelines say
that transgender student athletes should be able to use the locker room, shower, and toilet facilities in accordance with their gender identity. And here they are, right here.
And then everybody else should have an opportunity to use other facilities if they wish to do so.
Okay, so the burden's on the women.
And it got worse from there. So think about this. He goes, what do you want me to do? Those are the rules. Doesn't want to change the rules, doesn't express any reluctance with the rules or any disdain. Does he have any daughters? Are you comfortable with your daughter taking a shower with a guy that says he's a woman?
He is a coward, an absolute coward. It reminds me of the crossover, by the way, of Harris when she said, yes, exactly, when Harris was like, well, you know, I'll do what the laws say. It's about the laws. The whole point is these people are in positions.
Be a leader.
Exactly, man. It's incumbent upon them to create that legislature. By the way, we got here because of horrible legislature. To your point, why can't you take a stand? And they're hemming and hawing when they're in the hot seat is just so indicative of how invertebrate that entire party is and all of these woke people. And how many girls lost their scholarships, lost their futures, lost an entire option of how their future could go and how their lives could go because of the tiny minority of these trans pretenders that these people in power protected legislatively.
So Senator Kennedy tried it with Charlie Baker. Listen to this.
Why don't you take a position on transgender biological males competing against females? You just told me it wasn't fair.
There's a federal standard on this is one that we would work with you on if you wish to work on it.
Why don't you do it on your own?
Because we're a national governing body and we follow federal law.
Why don't you go to Amazon and buy a spine online and take a stand?
Right. You take the job. What laws? Guys, I'm in charge of the NCAA. It's a federal organization. That's fine. But I got to tell you, I got this huge problem, and this is where I stand. And then you have a press conference after, Emily, and you start explaining to the American people what you want to do.
You know what kills me is that the governing body, like, who else protects the athletes? This is the point of the IOCC, the point of the NCAA. You are supposed to protect and represent the athletes physically, in all different ways. And for you to just say, like, oh, we just do what the federal government says. No, you take a stand and protect your athletes. And that means and includes biological women. It certainly doesn't mean destroying them physically and destroying their future because you don't have a spine.
All right. So you have your book out. It's number one in the country. It's still on the bestseller list, Under His Wings, How Faith on the Front Lines Has Protected American Troops, Emily. But we got to know something else. Your social media presence is huge.
Did you see my reel today?
I did not see
it. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. You
what did you have?
I dressed up as the Grinch while driving my car, and then I was holding the book. So basically sort of like a pun, like the Grinch has Santa's sleigh, and then he read my book. So it's his heart grew 3 sizes.
Where'd you get this idea?
I made it up.
You made it up.
Because I have the grid sweater and, like, my paws.
So your social media presence is huge. Who got you into this?
Well, Johnny Belisario was the one that first created my Instagram for me and taught me how to use it. I never had any social media until coming here, and that was just a few years ago. Johnny created it for me.
Did you edit it?
The little reel? Oh, yeah. I did everything. Husband filmed, and then I, like, put it together as the reel.
Did he tell you, like, his job is a little bit more serious? All right,
yeah.
Right? Then he look at you and say, excuse me, Emily, is this what you do for a living? Because you just got married. This could have been a deal breaker.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it could be like, you're dressing up to go to work.
No, he loves me. So he was like, we were having fun. We had a great time. And he loves cars just like me.
Right.
And so it's great.
And that's great. So also, you're very aware of, like, I'm going to post this. Like, what did you say to me you're going to do now? Like, you said, Brian, when are we done?
Oh, yeah. I was like, after this, we should juggle a soccer ball and put it up. But the thing is, here's why. Because social media, to me, is a portion of work. I consider it part of my job.
Therefore, I take it
seriously, and I'm consistent with it. I think I don't have a private Instagram or personal Instagram where it actually shows, like, here's me at the Thanksgiving table. Like, this is part of my our professional representation and what that looks like here. So it's easy to do because it's part of my work.
So where's the promo for Outnumbered come? Did you do anything with, this is going to be an Outnumbered?
Not today. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No. Yes, I did that yesterday, but not today. Today was Grinch Day.
Right. And Grinch because?
Because
you love the theme.
Yeah, we're getting closer to Christmas. So just in case people are still shopping, they know that Under His Wings would be a great stocking stuffer or gift under the tree.
Now, this is first year married?
Yes.
So how has that changed Christmas?
It looks the same as we always do. We're just married now, so it means, like, one, we go to my family, and then we go to his family, and then we have a cabin, just the two of us. So it's always the...
Is this in the vicinity?
West Coast, East Coast and then
cabin.
Sort of, yeah, cabin in the
Does it have running water?
Yeah. The funniest thing about it actually is that, and we laugh about it, is that the first time we booked it, it was beautiful. It's in the snow, right on a river. It's like gore. It's literally out of like a Thomas Kincaid painting. It's perfect. And we were like, why does every room have earplugs? When we first got there, we were like, this is weird. And we were like, oh, I guess it's just like, I don't know, people like to sleep with earplugs. And then we realized, since it was dark, that there's actually a train track that goes right by, like, not exaggerating, literally, like, the size of the studio, which you guys is not big. It's like 50 feet. So the train goes by every, like, 20 minutes. We thought it was so hilarious, so we go there every year because we love it. It's, like, perfect otherwise, and the train is really funny.
Do you own it?
No. We just rent. It's like an Airbnb rental. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it's perfect otherwise. It's like, it's on the river, mountains, tree. It's stunning. And
Under His Wings, the name of the book. Go get it for a Christmas present. Emily, thanks so much. Let's juggle.
Yes.
Back in a moment.
Score.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Will Kane had you covered this election.
Brett Baer joins us now.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on the Will Kane Show.
Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Kane Show. Listen and watch now at WillKaneShow.com.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
In the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, which lead character says the line, "Stay brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from?"
Never saw it.
George Bailey.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News correspondent and New York Times best-selling author. Join me for my brand new podcast, Searching for Heroes. Every Sunday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes. everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
This is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The day after Donald Trump had that crazy rally at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Garbage. I rolled the dice, and I called him on the phone. And he answered! Obviously, he said no. But my point is,
yeah.
I was able to get to him by dialing his phone. If I were to want to connect
right.
with VP Harris or President Biden, there's 50 people between me and that. I could write a note that maybe could get to somebody to get somebody, then through Pony Express and a pigeon, something might end up in a mailbox right. near them.
And by the way, that is Stephanie Ruhle. I don't normally play cuts from MSNBC, but it was important because here's a big critic of Donald Trump. Here's a woman that spends most of her time just ripping or promoting Joe Biden's economy. She's business by trade, I think. She's got the news background, too. And she just talked about the frustration of not having any access to an administration she spends a lot of time defending. And you said Donald Trump is accessible. He always has been. And here's the other thing that nobody talks about. He doesn't really care if you're famous. He doesn't care if you're a successful host. If he sees you on the street and you say something to him, like, I'm going to vote for you, or I saw you last night in The Apprentice, or I was at your speech the other day, he cares just about much about you as he does about an MSNBC host. But, of course, he likes Fox hosts better. Most of them. Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.